This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Kurt just walked in on time. It's Race Wars. Be back in the building, baby.
Yeah.
The country needs us.
Why did you say Michael Lawrence is in my Aspergering in my spot here?
Oh, that was your chair right here. He put your chair in the middle because Shay was going to sit there.
Oh.
We got Mike Lawrence in the house, comedian. Mike
you
Lawrence.
Played just enough of that song to make me want to just hear the rest of it.
that's the key. I got Mike Lawrence addicted to fucking Wiz Khalifa.
This is the first you're hearing this?
No, I've heard the song before, but like that was like enough of the song that now I want to finish the song.
See, oh,
I've only heard the first part of the song every day for 3 years.
And Chloe's here too. Chloe yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Comedian Chloe Hillard.
Yes.
Did we have you before, Chloe?
This is my first time I'm popping my cherry.
Oh, wow. Shit, my dick moved.
And then Shay's coming in.
Yeah, Mike
at
Shay's
7:30.
Coming too. Okay, he'll be in 7:30. Yeah. We got a packed show here, Kurt.
Aaron's here. Karen's here. No,
oh, Karen's
Tommy.
Here. Yes, Aaron's here in the building. Aaron got here early, got the stories ready.
Tommy can't make it. He's got gay business to attend to.
Oh, I had a gay item for him.
Butthole business?
Yeah, we'll just have to lump it into Aaron's.
What is old rectal Ricky doing that he can't make the show?
I don't know what he's doing. Some kind of event. He has all friends out there. He's very well connected.
Yeah.
And
some older gentleman taking him somewhere for?
Yeah, and this dude's going to call in and tell us about black Twitter trolls, which I thought wasn't a thing.
Oh, yes. Black Twitter has a lot of trolls there. Yeah.
Well, I don't go on it. Remember when Mike Yar was here and we were all like, what's black Twitter? Well, it turns out totally a thing. We were just old.
Oh, black Twitter is very, very real. Black
well, Mike
Twitter,
Yar couldn't
yeah,
believe
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
listen,
yeah.
Black Twitter is the and best the, part of Twitter.
On? Wait, what's going on?
I don't know. He's just talking really loud.
Off.
Oh, we
happening?
Have another song, though. We have another song to play.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, we got a song. One in a fan. One of some guys came in and made a Race Wars song for us.
Really?
The Bread Raptors?
You
Bread Raptors.
Okay.
You Bread Raptors.
All right.
Yes. Big shout out to the You Bread Raptors. Lewis, hit it.
Race Wars. Number one podcast in the world.
Put your dick on my shoulder.
Let's get to know the characters a bit, okay?
Seriously, put your dick on my shoulder.
Put your dick on my shoulder.
Number one, Sherrod Small. He's got a big cock and it's always on call. His cock works like clockwork and he's always on time. Not like Kurt, the black guy on Fox News. Career's going great, ask his juice. He's not afraid to use the juice when he's making money, touch Jewy boobs. And then there's Kurt, the white devil. Every single day seems to get in trouble. Can't catch him on Facebook, you gotta look. He's yelling all caps at the SJW. Don't ask him about religion. Jehovah fucked up, Kurt loves sinning. Having sex with a Shylock out of wedlock with a huge cock. Right, Karen? Now we got two more. One's a guy named Tommy. Looking to hide the salami in the backside of your asshole so hard you cry for mommy. Don't forget about Aaron. She looks so fine, but she ain't no whore. From the blacks to the Jews to the Chinese. This is Race Wars.
Rewind that, baby. Bring that back from the top, goddammit.
Holy shit.
I'm pregnant.
Yeah!
I missed the pregnant part.
Number one podcast in the world.
Wow.
Put your dick on my shoulder.
Let's get to know the character.
Who? No, seriously, put your dick on my shoulder.
Well, number one, Sherrod Small. He's got a big cock and it's always on call. His cock works like clockwork and he's always on time. Not like Kurt, the black guy. Career's going great, ask the Jews. He's not afraid to use the Jews when he's making money, touch Jewy boobs, and then the shirt. Every single day seems to get in trouble. Catch him on Facebook, and look, killing all caps at the SJW. Don't ask him about religion. Jehovah fucked up. Kurt loves sinning. Having sex with a Shylock out of wedlock with a huge cock. Right, Karen?
A Shylock?
Right, Karen?
Johnny and Tommy, looking to hide the salami on the backside of your asshole so hard you cry for mommy. Don't forget about Aaron. She looks so fine, but she ain't no whore. From the blacks to the Jews to the Chinese.
This is Race Wars.
Yeah!
From the blacks to the Jews to the Chinese.
This is Race Wars.
That voice was able to sound equally black and Jewish at the same time.
Yeah. You Bred Raptors. They made that song for us. Big shout out to them.
It felt very early Marshall Mathers-y voice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My name is.
Yeah. Where are they from?
I think one of the dudes actually used to work at Stand Up.
Really?
Labs. Stand Up Labs or something. Right, Shelby? You know these guys? But nobody. John knows the story, but yeah, You Bred Raptors. Thanks, man. Yo, y'all really came through on that.
That's a great song,
It's
dude.
A fucking great song. I want to play it again, Kurt. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, by the way, did you hear that? It's kind of shitty, dude, but that dude Adam died from the song.
Oh, yes. Big shout out to, you know, everybody's grieving over that. Adam, Bouchek.
Yeah.
Bouchek.
Here, go on that, Mike.
Love, you know, Adam, man. Right? Adam was the best. He worked down at the Comedy Cell. He also was a musician, and he passed away a couple days ago. And we all miss him, man. He was compassionate, fucking truly talented.
Yeah, he's
just
a good
dude.
Guy to be at the Cellar, man. It sucks.
Sucks.
What did you know him? Did you work there with him?
Yeah, Cameron worked there with him. When I started there, just waiting tables in college, he was the one that I worked with.
Right.
Oh.
He's great, man. He was a great kid. He was a dreamer. He was he always talked about his music. I always talked to Adam a lot. We hung out a lot after the shows, and he was just a good kid.
How did he die? Do we know or no?
We don't know. It's
speculation. I feel like you don't ask those questions anymore. I feel like
you're
it's
not
weird.
Supposed to ask that?
You know why? Because I feel like people put death notices on Facebook, and then you don't want to be the asshole to go on the comments and be like, so how did they die?
I always go, in the comments, I put drive-by, ?
Oh, no.
You just throw out your own theories before you hear anything.
You know what it is, though? But I've noticed from personal experiences, I've had a lot of people that I knew or knew through degrees of separation who just passed away in their sleep. So I just, whenever I hear someone died, I just be like, I hope they just passed away in their sleep.
Well, he did, but there's no good way to die.
He OD'd. He straight up OD'd on heroin.
Oh, I mean, he did say heroin. He was a dreamer. That's the only way dreamers go.
I don't want to be laughing at this right now.
Yeah, dreamers don't peacefully go in their sleep.
No.
Dreamers go dreaming too hard.
Wake up in like a panic every other night.
I've been there for some of your fucking night terror.
Do you know what happens? I always sleep on one of my arms and I can't feel it.
Oh my god!
I wake up and I don't know where I am.
Well, then I tell you, Aaron, his body is goofy. He don't know how to control
Jesus in the middle of the night all the time.
Poor blood circulation. That's what it sounds like.
I feel like that's the alibi Johnny Depp's going to use about Amber Heard. Yeah, you know, I just wake up sometimes and my night panics.
Well,
first of all, I believe him.
I believe him because of Stanhope.
Yeah.
That's one thing Stanhope has is like being pretty reliable. Like
people who don't know that Johnny Depp is getting divorced from Amber Heard,
because I know
she's saying
shit.
That it was violence in a relationship.
But wait, what did you? Because Karen, you follow all that crap, and you already thought this bitch was like not for real.
Hey, you listen to Dumb Dumb News.
I didn't even know that they were. I didn't know they were legally married. I thought they just were dating.
Right.
No,
so
stay out the business. That's why you need to mind your business.
Long time,
and they have that daughter. They have a daughter who's like the coolest teen ever.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Depp and his ex lover.
Yes, and they never got married.
Who was together for like 20 years,
right? And then he met this new chick, Amber Heard, and married her right away.
Which is always suspicious.
And she was
well,
like,
suspicious how?
Because if a man is with a woman and he hasn't committed to her, and they have children, and all of a sudden some new piece of ass comes, and he's like, "I'm gonna get married," it's kind of like the chick that got the guy to lose his NBA team because Donald Sterling, she's probably put that new young pussy.
Well, this is not suspicious.
Or maybe it's like the movie. He's just not that into you.
No,
you know what it is. It's
three kids later.
He got a Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Like trophy bitch that wasn't into him really.
That guy made four Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I think he knows what commitment is. All right. If there's one relationship he should have gotten out of, on Stranger Tides.
But what's the game?
It's fun playing dress up.
Because you read all those things. Mm-hmm. They already were like before any of this. Weren't they already like this chick's full shit? Like, what's the game you told me they play?
Oh, photo assumption. So one of my favorite sites is LaneyGossip.com, and she plays. She's like a real journalist that just likes to fuck around with this celebrity gossip.
Well, you can't say she and real journalist in the same sentence.
Don't you dare. You know I was a journalist for 10 years, Sherrod. I will shut your whole shit down.
You also can't say .com and real journalist.
What articles
can I find your work?
You want to call somebody not a journalist today, dig up every piece of your life and put it out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what did American Girl say about this?
So she's Canadian. And she plays photo assumption.
Okay,
which
not
is
a
like...
real person.
All right, hold on. So what photo assumption is, let me explain it. It's like a not scientific thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you make these baseless assumptions just based on pictures, just how people look in pictures.
That's
like
every magazine that's on the...
Right.
Yeah.
But just openly is like assuming shit.
And it's even more if you circle something in a picture, like you really... This is what I'm referring to. It's nothing.
Your bikini body sucks in the following ways.
If you're so dumb, you're like, hand? What do you mean by hand? Oh, there's a circle. Oh, thank goodness.
Eight ways you're secretly fat.
You bought bagels like us. We all buy bagels. You like me now.
Like us is the best insult.
Wait, so what did she say in the photos?
All right, no. So I'm borrowing her photo assumption game.
Okay.
So if you look at the pictures of Amber Heard coming out of the courtroom, this is baseless, has to do with nothing. You just look at her face in the courtroom. Right. She looks like a bullshitter.
Yeah.
Their relationship
is the picture
like,
hold on. She has are you like saying,
Hester Prynne, a scarlet letter pose she's doing with her black dress and
that
her hands?
Intentionally sad face, not knowing where the camera is, but not looking at it.
Right.
That, like, as you look at her face and you know she's setting up a shitty divorce. You can just see it on her face. She's a terrible actress.
A year and a half, she won spousal support. It's like, bitch, what did he accomplish?
Well, she's asking for half his shit.
Listen,
he didn't sign a prenup.
He did. That's how you knew this was a Donald Sterling young pussy getcha.
Donald Sterling's gay. That's what that is.
That's a sort of attitude.
That's
way.
He's a yeah. He's
that's
a mo.
That's a sort of attitude that would like get you smacked.
He's definitely.
By the way, the stories of him holding these dudes. He loves like young black men asses.
Who doesn't?
He goes through the.
Yeah. I stare at my own in a mirror. I sit on you.
Well, Donald Sterling appreciates it the way you do. But he would like take the new players by the hand. I think it was Blake Griffin.
Okay.
But he took him by the hand. He goes, now this is, look at his. And like you could just see him looking at their fucking.
Looking at their butts?
Yeah. So that's what all that shit was. He didn't want her with all these dudes because she's supposed to make it look, you know, be his beard for him, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's
I bet
what
they're
he,
all gay. Like they talk I'm about sure. those athletes. Like their horses, you know, like look at those calf muscles, you know.
He's so
like,
strong, his agility. Look at his hands.
It's
his hands
a beautiful
so
animal.
Look at that. Look at that delicious cock score points.
I like the double his dribble.
I like when you jump in the air and it flops around. Don't take pictures with my girlfriend.
Veiny game number 32.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yes. Yeah, see, there it is. It's
look
a picture
at her
of her.
Face. Look at her intentionally looking sad.
She
I call
is.
Bullshit.
She looked like a witch about to get burned in Salem.
That's what I said. She's got the scarlet letter, Hester Prynne face.
As a woman, I never.
Karen, that looks like you anytime you're cut off.
Wait.
And this podcast.
Wait, stop. Hold on. Chloe is saying something as a woman, as opposed to a man for once.
As a woman, I'm always very conscious of criticizing a woman who says she's been physically
okay. Now,
abused.
Comma. Now, attack the bitch.
That's a good. Okay. That's a good point. Wait, hold on. That's a good point you raised because I'm reading before the Stanhope thing came out.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what happened when Daily Dot put that bullshit thing about Meg, and I read the letters from women like, I was in a relationship and I was punched while holding our baby.
Oh, my dick is so hard right now.
Oh, my God.
A punch and a baby?
Why, but it's
combo.
That's what that as womanship means. Like, I know I'm supposed to project myself onto this and make it about me. And I'm reading an article by this one chick. She goes, I owe it to myself to believe her. Which, as Karen pointed out to me, is fucking gibberish. What do you mean you owe
gibberish.
It to yourself?
Yeah.
Bitch, you ain't got shit to do with you.
That's how they locked up black people. In the South
remember that believe her shit she's right
oh, yeah.
just believe me
yeah that's what yeah. that shit means so that's I get the unionizing bullshit but you gotta throw your cunts away.
No, it's tough because also you have the double-edged sword. You have an instance where a woman who may be lying about it, right? And everybody's like, well, why won't we believe her? And you have a woman who has actually, in case in Brazil, the teenage girl who was raped on camera and they showed it.
Yeah.
And then it took everybody else to talk about it for them to be like, okay, well, maybe she really was.
Wait. So what's that in Brazil? I don't know anything about that.
So there was a gang rape in Brazil.
So there was a young woman in Brazil. She's
pull
16
up the
years,
video.
She's 16 years old. She was with her boyfriend in an apartment.
Aaron, pull up that video.
Someone drugged her.
Shut
up, Sharon. She was 6 years old in an apartment with her boyfriend. She says she was drugged when she woke up. She was in a room with 30 plus men who had guns and video cameras.
Boyfriends, am I right?
And they raped her.
Right.
And they aired the footage online. So, that created
so the
this
UVA
whole big,
story happened in Brazil.
But actually did happen.
Well, and it took time for
she
them
went to Brazil.
No, I'm saying, but the UVA story wasn't
Dude,
true.
We put up the pictures when she texted me from Brazil about those predators that she
the
talked
predators
to.
Who was
How did they talk to you? What did they say to you that where you knew they were predators, those dudes?
They said, I know somewhere to bury your head.
So I didn't know they were predators. That was the whole scary part. I just like happily went along my way and like didn't even occur to me for 2 seconds that they might want something. Like the second I leave New York,
how
I'm
do
just,
you
like,
not think every time a man talks to me, I think he wants something.
I know, isn't that outrageous?
Especially when he's not speaking English, you definitely want something.
No, they were speaking English.
I'm glad you took that invite.
I didn't know anybody. I was in the jungle, and no one spoke English.
You should have got raped and killed for going there, stupid.
It was just
the only Brazilian that I know is Blanca from Street Fighter. So during all of this discussion, I'm just imagining 30 guys going.
Let me tell you something. Never mind even the rape in Brazil. I was afraid Karen was going to wake up in a tub of ice with organs missing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, it's fucked up like that. Like, a rape's like a better day, I would say.
But that's the thing. Women get attacked so frequently, even microaggressions in New York City, that I would... It would be so hard for me not to believe that.
Microaggressions, you mean flirting?
No, I mean, like, rubbing your dick on my back on the train.
That's like
a microaggression. That's not a microaggression. That's assault.
No. It's
whose
micro.
Dick was
that's
it, man?
Literally a sexual assault.
No, but the thing is, it's micro because it's so normalized that if a guy does it to me, I'm not going to call the cops. I'm just like, let me just
call the cops.
First of all, how packed is the subway car that he's doing this? It could just be a packed car.
Hold on. Someone rubbed their dick on you?
All the time. What are you talking about?
Well, you got a fat ass.
No, aside from my accident with me, the other people.
That's what I'm saying. That to me is normal now because I live in New York City. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get stacked up. I used to have that joke. You wake up and just be a black dick mushed in your face because that's how close.
That's what you stayed in my place.
Girl. Yeah.
And so there may be women that look at Amber Heard's face and be like, that's not that bad.
Oh, so keep Rihanna out of this.
You know, I didn't know anything about her until I read the Stanhope thing. I didn't even really even know about the Johnny Depp allegations. The Stanhope thing is just what I went on. It's just like,
but this should be a lesson to men. Stop trying to get you some young snatch because it'll probably ruin your life.
No, it's worth your ruined life. It's worth it.
Listen, it is. Listen,
it's young snatch.
It's not getting young snatch. It's the fuck up. It's this old man vanity that Mel Gibson had.
That's what brought him down. Because
with that dippy Russian, if you listen, like that was my summer jam when I came out last summer. His answering machine. When he's yelling at her, he goes, "I thought we had a spiritual connection. I left my wife." I'm like, "Well, you probably shouldn't have left your wife. Why would you think you had a spiritual connection with like this Russian whore that I know a lot of like mogul type dudes she went after? Fucking, supposedly she went after the Saved by the Bell guy, that old man that invented Saved by the Bell. She came sniffing around him.
Peter Engel?
He didn't want
Peter Engel.
That's something I heard a long time ago. So Mel Gibson is a dumb vanity. He's aging action guy.
Losing his fucking midlife crisis.
His wife stuck with him when he's like, I don't know, what's he, 15 fucking, he's like a Catholic family.
So she can definitely take a punch.
Yeah. She's taking repeated kicks to the snatch. by the way, we're building a church on our lawn, and that's what we go to now. His wife was all down with that.
But his lawn is the size of Florida.
And then he betrays his dumb Catholic shit by getting a divorce, which you're not even allowed to do.
Yeah.
For this guy, he's not even Vatican II, which is like Aaron's kind of Catholic, where she's like a terrible Catholic. He's the original medieval Catholic. None of this feminist Catholic shit. He's like,
oh no, they look down on that.
Wait a minute.
Mary was the only good woman who ever lived was Mary, and the rest of you are in putanas.
You know what I love? That Passion of the Christ is the number one independent film of all time.
I believe it.
Yeah.
It's so great. Funny story about Passion of the Christ. So my alma mater.
You mean it's funny already?
Okay. Yes. Well, besides the torture and death of that man.
Karen,
I'm trying to make me laugh.
Karen laughed all the way through it. Goddamn Shylock.
Was that man Jesus? What do you mean that man?
Jesus.
Man?
It was an actor.
Ted.
He was an actor. It wasn't the real Jesus.
No. Because he was too white.
How do you know he wasn't the real Jesus?
Because
white. The guy on the movie, Jim Caviezel. Jim Caviezel got into Notre Dame in a grad student program, which is my alma mater.
Oh.
And he was there a few years after, I think like a year or two after I left. And he used to sit in the student section for football games.
Yeah.
And like when he would come in, all the students would go, Jesus. Wow.
So this was after he shot the movie?
This is after he played Jesus. This wasn't randomly before. He wasn't just some random guy that they
I thought he used to do that and they'd be like, we need to cast this guy.
What
Jesus.
Is his, what the hell ethnicity is he? Because he's got a weird, like Afghan look where they're like really kind of swarthy, but then like bright blue eyes and shit. Like, you see in Afghanistan, it's like they're.
Yes.
It's not like
it's
white
like the
people,
Time Magazine. It's like the Time Magazine famous cover with the girl with the green
they're
eyes.
They're called witches.
Wow!
He's a witch person.
He's the only person to have like a huge success and that ruined his career. You know what I mean? Because like once you play like once you play beating down Jesus, that's all anyone can see you as. Oh, it's been 5 minutes and they haven't hit him yet. What the fuck movie is this?
You can't be in the biggest Jesus movie ever and then be in a sex scene and some other shit later.
Did you watch that, the Passion? Did you watch the movie?
Of course.
I saw
it in the movie theater.
I don't know how, because I guess I wasn't raised Catholic. I had no idea the whole thing was just going to be the beating of him. Like,
I wish,
I thought there was like story build up and shit, but it's like just straight up.
It was better than I thought.
I can't watch those movies. I haven't watched Roots, the new Roots that just came out this week.
You should watch it. Why wouldn't you watch it? It's on A&E, by the way.
It's on everything.
A&E, where my new show's on.
Is the new Roots called Leaves?
No.
No, it's got...
Wow. Karen, go to your room.
Yeah. bandana.
Did you see that Snoop Dogg was like, don't tell black people not to watch it, because he says that every depiction of in Hollywood is always the same slave story?
And I shared a picture of Snoop Dogg on my Facebook page with him with two girls, black girls, with chains on the red carpet.
Yeah.
You mean the star of Bone says there's not enough?
That's right.
Integrity.
Soul Plane star said it's not enough.
You mean someone who voiced a role in the movie Turbo about racing snails? Is now,
you know what's funny, man? I think they should focus the movies on like the after slavery shit more, because slavery it's out so much now that like.
But
it's
here's
like,
the thing: this Roots remake is really not for us. Our generation, we got our slave dose.
Yeah.
This is for the younger kids who don't even know what happened 2 weeks ago, let alone 200 years ago.
Right.
So
they
this
know
is
that
their
part.
Version. That's why T.I.'s in it. Not for us.
Well,
not to bring us
I think
to watch
should,
it.
That's kind of what my point is, dude.
I got
I think
my slave cup runneth over.
I think they know that shit. It's like the other shit you should probably...
But I love that Sherrod is like, this is for the new generation that's always on their iPhones that's going to watch an 8-hour miniseries on three different networks. Are you fucking kidding?
No, they're not going to watch it there, but every public school, it will be in their curriculum.
Yeah.
That's what public school does.
They will.
They turn TV shows into curriculum.
Did you watch that in school, Roots?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
We watched some movie, The North and the South.
Florida, so we just did it.
And the thing is with Roots came out, when it was better than any textbook we had on slavery or black people in America.
How is Jimmy Fallon in it?
Fallon was great. He played the same role that the father from Brady Bunch played in the original.
I'm writing my Jimmy Fallon late night bits with this right now.
Oh my gosh.
Jimmy Fallon's Roots.
And see, that moment when he kept saying the Roots, and I was like,
even when you name the Roots, even when you name the group the Roots right now, all you know is Questlove and Black Thought. Everybody else is Kizzy and Chicken George. You don't know those niggas.
I don't know.
I'm aware of the works of Tuba Gooding Jr. The best pun of all time.
Now this is my issue when it comes to Roots. Black people have watched and watched so many white only movies, but I don't feel like white people are going to sit down and really watch.
And when are
Roots.
You gonna finally get it right? Sit down and watch some more.
Well, I mean, the audience for it was huge.
Oh yeah,
it was huge. So like, obviously, white people are watching it. Mm-hmm.
Black people
are like 13% of the U.S. population, and the audience is massive. So you can't say that every single black person was watching Roots and
That, but I'm saying what is a white person's intention? Because some white people may watch it, like, yeah, this is the fucking make a great America great
well,
again.
Well, me and Karen
fucked
to it.
We all fucked to it.
but the amazing thing is that it only got 1/3 the ratings of the NBA like Game 7. So we're like,
because
you know what?
Remake. You can watch the old Roots. And when that came out, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch a show where the slaves make money with their owners.
There you go. There we go.
Hand in hand.
I'm thinking Mike's making fucking McLaughlin group points. I forgot he was just trying to get to his punchline. I'm just standing right in the way. My torso in the way.
That's part of his autism, that he talks in punchlines, right? Yeah.
Keep an eye out for when this dude Hennessy calls with the black Twitter trolls.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Right now it's only white names like Dean and Joe on the way.
Yeah, well, I try to get this other guy, you know,
I'll definitely see Hennessy when it pops up there.
I don't know if you know, like, let's tell you, like, the social liability that is Gavin McGinnis that I know.
Oh, boy.
Who's fucking people, like, because I was trying to be like, you fucking coked up thief. Yeah. And I'm like, what? Like, where is this coming from? So the thief is because they
messages.
I guess Amy, they didn't fuck her, so somehow I'm now a thief personally.
Yeah. Also, by proxy, you're
they
a
just put
thief
it on me. And then I have no idea the coke thing. Like, I totally did a lot of coke and I have zero shame about it, but I don't know where. Like, your boy Gavin does more coke than me, just so you know, on any given night.
Okay,
the fucking, the dude that, like, that's unbelievable.
I need to avoid him also on the weekends?
Wait, so listen, these people, how many times, like, Gavin, let's do some blow, like, Gavin's write down. But somebody's, the guy writing this shit to me, his name is World Events News, which is like,
and he's a lot of double talk, ain't it?
So I'm looking at his thing and he'd have like a no wanks. You know, these fucking guys that troll in, they're all part of a no wank movement. Gavin started?
That they don't jerk off?
Yeah, because to talk to real girls, stop jerking off and get out there.
Use girls to jerk you off.
You know you can do both, right?
Well, listen, Gavin's amazing to me because...
Let's go to some calls.
He started these hipsters. Wait, listen. He started these hipsters, okay? He started that shit, okay? Then he turned against it, and now he's got young men becoming fucking Catholic. Like, I don't jerk off, and I hate you! And, like, they're becoming, like, the Muslims they're afraid of. Like, no sex and, like, militancy.
That always ends well.
So I go to the guy, I'm like, oh, no wanks. That's why you're so upset. He goes, yeah, at least I'm going out and meeting women instead of being a cuck. I'm like, dude, you know my girlfriend's cool and wingmanned me pussy because my dick was too big for daily use? That's my story.
I don't want all your semen.
And I'm like, and I still jerk off. Like, Gavin, listen, if anybody's listening who's a fan of this shit, understand Gavin's a 45-year-old man. So of course he's got to save
his... No, a 45-year-old Gavin.
He's a 45... But listen, of course he's saving up his sperm now, but he's fucking middle-aged. Yeah, you're a young dude, you got plenty of chips.
Wow, he's only 45?
Okay, waiting on too much about Gavin already.
Did you think he was 267?
Well, because this guy... Okay, but off of this...
This is the guy calling in on line four?
Is this Hennessy?
No, it's artists, but... Is that
who is? Well, let's see who it is. Because the only reason I'm bringing it up is because that's the other question.
Who you told to call in? Florida.
Who is
this? Artist?
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Hennessy Ortiz.
Ortiz. Okay.
Was that your real name, dude? Hennessy?
Yeah. No, it's not his real name.
It's what I used to get into the Chitlin Circuit.
Okay.
Dude, you got it. How long are you in comedy?
And the Chitlin Circuit, did that come along with a time machine because it don't exist anymore?
No, there's still people doing that. Where you live?
It's not called the Chitlin Circuit
it's
anymore.
Called it's called Nigger Room.
Everybody's still called it. Nigger
Room. No, she's right. Nigger Room.
I mean, that's what I call it.
We know what y'all call it when we ain't here. Trying to say shit.
I call it Nigger Rooms and I'm black. I don't care.
Yeah, you should call it. You have the right to call it Nigger
Rooms. So wait, what's your actual name, dude?
Ortiz
what? So Williams or did you just make
Ortiz. Why do you need his whole government for? Because
I don't
want to
call
are.
Him Hennessy Williams if it's a fake name. I'm a grown ass man.
My name is Ortiz Lecter. That's my
Lecter
name.
Lecter,
yeah, that's the real last
name. Why wouldn't she use that name instead of Hennessy Williams?
I like Hennessy Williams. I'm like a private investigator.
This is like a weird playwright. All right, so this is the first guy. So this has nothing to do with that other thing I was talking about. This is the dude, because I was like, why is it only white guys that do this? This weird hate trolling.
Oh, yeah.
Where the one guy, not connected to anyone, he just does all comics. So Marin, this is the thing he tells me. He goes, yeah, Marin blocked me. I know whatever I said is festering inside him right now.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
I know. What a
no-life loser. It's really not.
And you're like... But he knows that's not cool, because that's why he doesn't have his name on it. Like, would take a delight in that unless they... Anyway, so I'm like, this is a white guy thing.
Right.
That, basically, he don't have the guts of, a school shooter is what that guy is.
Right.
Like, I have more respect for a school shooter than him.
Well, who doesn't?
Okay. But I thought it was only a white man thing, because I'm used to just hearing that shit, shut up, you... Whatever awful...
The troll stuff. You thought it was just a white thing.
Kike... Fuck, cuck, something, suck dick, whatever, angry shit.
That cockhole shit is white, but yeah, trolling is universal.
So then this dude tells me it's a whole Black Twitter thing. There's a whole world.
I've been trying to tell you about Black Twitter, Kurt, for 3 years.
Yeah. And I avoid
some stranger named Hennessy.
I avoid it guess what? And I avoid it like a public swimming pool.
You only
for the same reasons.
You only trust niggas named after drinks. Fuck you, Kurt, and your white ways.
It's like my friend, Jameson Small, brother Shatter.
Tequila Jenkins.
But who's the troll?
Smith.
Who do you see as trolls on Black Twitter? What is it? You told me it's black women?
No, it's on both sides, because there's both sides for everything.
Right.
You got people who are if you're not all the way on board with the progressiveness in the black community, they call it being woke.
Right. Yeah, they're woke. Yeah. They're woke. Yeah. Stay woke. I stay woke.
Yeah.
Who's telling me that's San Francisco's only import now?
What?
Being woke. Their only export. I mean, somebody fucking said that to me.
You mean it's no longer figs?
Yeah. No, they're already entrenched. Now it's being woke. They sent out sleepy fags.
Is woke the new word for fags? Yeah.
No, cuck is. That's what cuck is. That's the new faggot.
Yeah.
They want to call you a faggot, but they
didn't.
Do you know how long douchebag scientists were working on this problem of not, I can't say faggot how I want? What's the new word to impugn your.
So it's cuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they bypass the whole fang thing.
It's only in the white community right now. Am I right about that, Hennessy?
What's the word? You told me it was hotep.
No. It goes across, because on the other side, for the people, if you're not really progressive, if you're like one of these dudes who like they basically end up bashing women and kind of being all, they'll call you some derivative of gay.
Sherrod.
They'll call you coy. That's the popular one.
Oh, what is coy.
It? What's coy?
Coy, like coy. being coy.
Oh, okay.
Like, a cock fish, boy.
Like a fish, like a koi fish, like the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like koi, yeah. And, don't be coy, yeah.
And what's, would you say Hotep? What the fuck is a Hotep?
Hotep is an Afrocentric person who's super woke and everything is a conspiracy. Remember that character on
Living Color? Oh, it's funny as shit. A Hotep.
Like a Hotep.
So that was like Damon Wayans' character, the one who was locked up.
Yeah. The prison guy who used like the big fucking
episode. So everything connects to some Afro like centric thing. So it's like my queen is the earth and I'm the sun.
Yeah.
And so
she's the moon.
Yeah. And so together we made water. Yeah.
I had to punch my moon in the mouth because she didn't have my dinner. I'm the sun.
Shut up, moon mouth.
You are the greatest. Now get in that goddamn kitchen, moon.
And don't be a menace, the guy who is like, he's with a white woman. He's like, I'm doing that. They've been doing this for years. Fucking them.
Yeah.
Well, dude, the angriest is always like either interracial relationship.
It's the other side of the white, like how I'm white Twitter some commercial, is fucking.
Not that he's, I'm not going to call him angry, but Kamau Bell is definitely a political type dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching a commercial of him where he's like reading Malcolm X's daughter, like his white wife comes in. I'm like, dude, listen. You're from someplace integrated as fuck. Like, I don't even know.
See that.
You must have read about your outrages because I don't know what in the hell you experienced besides the white pussy you got and the white half-white baby you got.
His outrage is like having it's like a long distance relationship.
Yeah, it's academic. And because people that are mad about shit, remember that racist called in that, and like, you're his blood brother now at the end of the conversation?
Yeah.
That's like more of a boots on the ground racist to me where like some shit happens and you're racist. The shit where like you read some books and you want to join the fight shit that these people do, like I think
white people are more racist all for hypotheticals than they should
I find that
black people, even though we have actual evidence or experiences to be racist, we still aren't nearly as racist as white people.
It's usually the ones who have less reason that are more racist against white people. Yeah. That's why I usually like the black, like even those darkest skinned black people are always like kind of nicer to me.
Oh,
the
light skinned black people are the worst.
I hate that way, super militant.
They're militant. You mean the red bones? The piss color?
But I always like
the daywalkers?
All
the strengths of being black, but not as many
but
as
these dudes.
I need to say I'm black, by the way, in case anybody didn't.
No, we know that.
Okay, I just want to.
And by the way,
you're talking about roots a lot for a white
person.
Here's
the reason. Here's the reason why they.
I was like, can't we just forget the show and let bygones be bygones? Come
here's the reason why the light skinned blacks are more militant and can be angrier.
Because they're so close.
They feel like they're currently being raped by white people in their own body through DNA. They can see the rape.
Yeah. No!
You can clearly see somebody got held down.
You know what's funny, man? It's not even an African, because everybody's so mixed here anyway, even if.
Yeah,
black.
Yeah.
If you meet African, like when I went abroad and met like Africans, they got very different looks from different parts of Africa. And there's a lot of straight nose, white people lipped kind of African people.
Oh,
that are just
a bunch
dark.
Of them. Because we are the cradle of society.
We didn't have them doing the work. We had the ones that didn't have the nice white features doing the work. So that's what we got. Like, and so that's why they do those exhibits where they'll show like the same face in like six different colors.
Because
those traits show up in everybody. It's not like I know black and white versions of people.
I truly do.
The star of light skin roots is just Kunta Kinda.
you wordplay son of a bitch. Wow, we have counteracted the blackness of this show. You guys are gonna have to get 10 times blacker to make up for what Mike did.
I'll just pull my dick out.
We are sitting on the same side of the studio.
I'm sorry if I'm making too.
And how do we have a segregated desk now?
That's what I'm saying.
Can I just apologize for making too many jokes on the Raw Dog Comedy Network?
Apology accepted.
Hennessy, tell us some more about Black Twitter. Educate our
listeners.
Tell them
what do you get called by people that
who's
are
the guy in the blue jacket, by the way?
D-Ray. His name is D-Ray, and he's a political activist. He's from Baltimore. He was a part of Ferguson. He ran for mayor of Baltimore, where he's originally from. He's still running. He's pretty much going to be like the face of the new millennial black power.
I love that blue coat.
Movement.
Where did he get that coat from?
Yeah.
It's a jacket. And he wears it all the time. It's his trademark.
Why is it? Now that's the left. That's a lefty thing, right? D-Ray's thing. Mm-hmm. And then on the right, that guy Milo we're trying to get, who's a Mo.
Oh yeah, Milo. Yeah.
Why is it like gay guys are rising to the top of all these racial movements?
Is D-Ray a gay
too?
I don't know.
But no, I don't think.
D-Ray McKesson?
He may be.
Yeah,
I don't know. Wait, Hennessy, you saying yes?
He's as gay as Christmas.
No, no. D-Ray Davis, or
McKesson. D-Ray Davis is a comic.
No, not D-Ray. McKesson
is the actor.
McKesson is the guy on Twitter.
He's gay.
Oh, he's gay. All right, he opens up.
How do you not know he's gay? Look at him and tell him you didn't just see gay immediately.
Listen, I didn't. Look behind you. I didn't want to know.
Wait, okay, hold on.
No, I see it.
I try not to out people. You can't go around out people. They will
see you. He just did with that picture of him.
He looked like a gay Leon.
Oh my gosh.
He makes Alfonso Ribeiro look like Forrest Whitaker.
But okay, so he's Milton, and then that Milo guy who's the alt-right guy. By the way, alt-right is all racial separatist shit. And he's gay as a fucking... He's like, yes, darling. Well, cultures have to be separate.
Let me tell you something. The gays are the future of all of us.
I guess so.
So speak gay. You need to learn how to speak
but,
gay.
But, you know, it makes me laugh because if you... Especially with, like... I always make fun of 300 because it's all about Sparta and all that. Mm-hmm. And they weren't that naked, by the way. They had, armor and shit. Yeah. Okay? It's like they did this weird inverse. They had much more clothes on, but they were way gayer than the movie. All those guys... those guys that died together, they all fucked the shit out of each other.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't gay, though. They weren't gay, though. They viewed women... They viewed the female body as, like, a tool to create babies.
And have you in the way.
And, like, men as, like, a pleasure instrument.
Any group of dudes that was going out on a boat was just fucking each other.
Like, well, that shit goes all through. Yeah. I mean, that's from Macedonia through Turkey through the Arab world. That's a heavy fucking Middle Eastern thing. Is dude fucking and
you
wherever
have the dancing
it is,
boys of Afghanistan.
Yeah, but wherever it is that you can't just like date, that's when you get into some serious dude because somebody.
That's when you
fuck
get into
something.
Some really weird sex
it's
and
prison
weird
sex.
Religion.
It's prison sex. You get yourself in a. That's why I said that kid. And fucking Larry Wilmore looked at me like I was an asshole, but I'm right about this. The dude from the Duggar family that was like, your sister's titties.
Your finger motion was a little bit too
Do you think that's why Larry was looking at me funny? Because I was tickling his nipple. He only did this.
That pussy popping finger was a little aggressive.
But he. I can't believe Karen didn't high five you and say. that guy is not a child molester when he touches. That's prison sexuality. He's in a weird mental prison.
Who are you talking about?
The Duggar family.
Oh, the Duggar dude. Okay.
I'm sure he's never touched anybody again like that. That's when you don't have any normal sex thing in your head
it's all
in
your life.
It's all repressed. And then what's the only. And he's got weird feelings. The only thing around is his many, many sisters. And that's
crazy.
When it gets weird.
I wouldn't do it to a sister, but I humped a cousin, goddamn it.
But all those religious kind of people like that.
I humped the shit out of a cousin.
Religious, my dream.
Yeah, religious. Religious people like that, they got a lot of cousin and brother and sister fucking because of the weird repressive shit.
I didn't fuck them because I wasn't around them enough.
TLC is the only network that's had to cancel two shows because of child molestation.
Yeah, Honey Boo Boo.
Well, it's funny because it's like they want it's that thing of like they want us to laugh at them, but then when it's not funny anymore, they cancel.
Well, yeah,
or when
learn.
It's funniest.
The funniest. That's what I say. When it's most hilarious.
It's the laughing channel.
Yeah, I mean,
laughing channel. That's right. It is.
The laughing channel.
Might be the title.
That might be the title too.
Have
the
you seen? Channel. Look at them on TLC.
Look at these fucking.
Dude,
get a load of these fucking freak. No, I know that you can't have a freak show. That's what reality was. It became instead of you can't laugh at deformed people. Now you can laugh at deformed personalities that they put on.
Right.
And then the more like they have money and shit, the better you can like. Great. Now I don't have to feel even a little bad for dehumanizing.
Because you know
they're
making money.
Dude, the first
that's
time
all that hierarchy of fucking privilege bullshit. That's so a fucking liberal can dehumanize you and not feel bad like they're a racist.
You
well, it's just
choir,
a dude,
brother.
Bro. Fuck them.
Dude, the first
dude bros, fuck dude bros. Yeah.
The first time that I got
listen, I'm telling you, cuck is faggot, dude bro is nigger. That's the new fucking.
Isn't it thug? I think thug is.
No, thug was invented by. You could thank Tupac. Let me tell you something.
That's what the news uses.
Thug came out from hip hop. And white people are 20 years behind in general with that. So they just now heard this slang.
Here's the real code. When you read a newspaper or see a clip or a show for some type of story in the news and it's like black people involved in something, they use teenager. Teenager, even when the people are not teenagers, they could be clearly 45 years. One story was a dude was 42. They said teenager attacked man on
subway. I've seen them raise the like Trayvon Martin. I've seen them go the 17-year-old man.
I
see more of a denial of childhood and more of like whatever we can execute, age, that's what age they are.
But they don't want the newspapers or article magazine to always say black this, black that. So they put teenager instead. Even when the assailant was not a teenager.
But people look
at
that.
It's the weirdest thing.
Because they're in a weird place where if they say it's so politicized. See, remember Ann Coulter was talking about the.
Yeah.
I don't think it's conspiracy. I think they're worried about how they word shit so they're not accused of something.
Right. That's what they're doing. So they put
it's
in
not
code
like
words
a fucking.
Weird.
Yeah. And,
that's
you know,
weird.
Urban
it's
was
like
that.
news.
You know, Thug, though, you could thank Tupac for his fucking tattoo for that shit. That ain't fucking something. And by the way, the idea that some, you know, the old Chris Rock joke, there's black people and niggers. That's the thing. A lot of people. Now there's a scary thing where it's not. It's like, no, they're basically all niggers. That's how they talk now.
Yeah.
But there was at one point, and when I was a kid in the 80s, I remember it being more mixed than
because
it is.
Because you had Cosby on television, and he showed white people that black people could be wealthy and educated.
And when so he was on off screen.
But that was...
He was showing something. Yeah.
He showed us that we would not believe rape charges from a white woman to a black man, finally.
But you gotta understand,
That's breakthrough.
I think he really broke through.
There's a correlation between when you have black people who are successful on television in sitcoms situations and not so up until Blackish came out and now Empire and Gerard Carmichael's show, there was a gap of no black families on television in sitcoms in prime time, and so that was a good 10-year gap where you didn't have white people watching black people on TV being just like them. So they had this mentality where, like, well, they must have just all reverted to the Stone Age because now everybody's a nigga and everybody.
I don't know if TV can totally dictate.
Hell yeah,
I think that you're oversimplifying it a little bit.
I think white people who live in a town where there's no black people learn from watching television.
Yeah, you know
period,
what?
End of well, story. You
know, I think you're right about that.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think that's part of it, but I don't think that's all of it. Like, it's what's on TV on TV shows, but it's also like what's in the news, who's in the government, like who's in the front page of the newspaper.
I agree more. I think I used to think more like Aaron, but I think you can never oversimplify how dumb
you,
based on the shit I've been reading, you can't
especially
oversimplify
with Trump,
them.
Like, you see how dumb white people are, and I hate to say it like that,
well,
but they are.
It's especially Kurt.
But there was obvious shift in television when there was, you know, blacks on primetime, yes. and then blacks on UPN, mm-hmm. which is the blacks only, like, it was its own segregation.
Right, yeah, there was a split off. And
it was still white-owned segregation,
anybody
by the
who's
way.
Fucking,
it was
look,
all white-owned.
Anybody who's, all these white people now that creep me out, that I started to notice them more and more coming out, because it was all SJW shit. That's who always came at me. It was never these people.
Yeah.
There's nobody lefty now attacking me. It's all right-wing people, and they're all fucking, like, batshit, but they have the same exact philosophy as the lefties, which is tribalist horseshit.
Yeah,
their identity, they call themselves identitarians.
But let me ask,
and
how?
So all the and they're a creepy reflection of the left. Okay, and as lefties, their whole thing of like I knew you as Chloe, but in their little dipshit world, before I even know talk to you, I'm supposed to go, oh, you, she's a black woman and history. Before I even get to your name in my head, I'm supposed to imagine. Well, the fucking your genetic past, like it fucking matters, and it doesn't. And I'm not like, you know, colorblind's like a mock thing to say. Yeah. I'm identity blind, meaning, well, fuck what you're, if your sombrero is your identity and you don't want me to fuck. I mean, not that I even wear other people's shit, but I don't give a fuck about that if it's bad. I think you're like weak to have an identity. And now these fucking white people, they've become everything I've ever hated, apparently. That's not what they... I thought we all hated the same shit. They're like, no, that's a great idea. We should get really tribalist and like pretend only we can understand how... Oh, you can't... You're not white, so you can't understand how this works.
But Kurt,
could you understand it as
you
not using some skin color?
You don't have
that's
facilities.
What that used to be the black thing. That's the D. Ray McKesson, I promise you. A white person can... Everybody's a... If you have empathy, you can understand any fucking thing.
Yes,
yeah. I told you, Al Campanis did that back in the day with the Dodgers, who was on ABC News, and he said that black people don't have the facilities mm-hmm. to be managers of fucking
baseball teams. Yeah,
yeah, well, jocks are not your
dumb fuck.
I wouldn't go to jocks for that kind of.
But I'm just saying, it was like it's insulting to think that you can do something that somebody else can't. It's like, get over yourself, you fucking idiot.
But do you think that some of that, like, you know, now it being a lot of Republicans, because I honestly didn't know what a cuck was until I wrote for Amy Schumer. Like, I honestly...
Well,
like,
I got news
week,
for you. The people calling you that also don't appear to know what a cuck is.
I can tell you, it was a lot easier for me to defend the Ghostbusters movie before my Twitter bio said writer for Inside Amy Schumer. Do you think, like, with her, you know, like, going after guns and stuff, do you think that's where some of that shit
has gone?
Oh, that's why. 100%. You know what? We've actually, like, looked into this at my job. We've looked into, like, the ties between, like, the alt-right and, like, right-wing causes and celebrities who are aligned with right-wing causes or left-wing causes. And it's completely that. There's, like, a correlation between the people that are, you know, anytime a celebrity comes out and is like, I don't like guns, there's, like, an army of trolls that goes after them.
Well, they didn't really listen to the fucking thing. It was about how easy it is to get a gun. The people that we had, and by the way, I was against these people coming, so I was like, what are we fucking doing? Like, what do I need to learn about how guns are bad from some fucking city liberals? Go fuck yourself. But that's not what it was. That group that she was with is the most reasonable.
Yeah, they're awesome.
It's the most reasonable shit. None of it is to take any guns away. It's literally
they
to
ain't
make
taking
sure.
my damn gun away.
But it's like, you can't. So create like those terrorists shouldn't have been able to buy. People on a terror watch list shouldn't be able to get a fucking gun. And those militia people. See, these same people that'll tell you that there's no. I mean, I people tell me there's no racism. It doesn't even exist.
Oh, lies.
Okay, now I.
Let me finish laughing.
It's the other experiment, but it's like the other extreme of like you're basically a white privileged racist automatically. Their extreme is others.
And plus, some people think everything's racist too. So it's different.
Yeah. But there's never a middle ground. And then they go, okay, so there's no such thing. And then so that Tamir Rice shooting, right? Now, even if you think the cops made an honest, because the best you could say about that, the cops made an honest mistake, and what else could they do? That's the best you could say about it. Right. Even with that, these people are putting like he's a baboon. They're drawing a picture of him as a fucking baboon. That kid didn't actually was in the middle of a crime.
He was 8 years old.
Even at best case scenario, it's a terrible mistake where a kid died. Now, by the same token, if one of these piece of shit militia guys gets shot, that are like, I'm going to hold the fucking federal building hostage so my cattle can eat wherever they want. They're like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Government intervention. Like, that should be a government overreach.
Is government overreach bad or
good? You see both things as human, though.
But these alt-right guys.
They see the black boy as a monkey.
No, these alt-right guys, they're like, the government was supposed to be protecting white people. That's its function.
I
had no idea they outright say it now.
Oh, but that's why they like Trump. They like Trump. And when they talk about let's make America great again, I read an article that said when people talk about America being great again, that year that they're specifically talking about is 1957. And so this is an idea when everybody was baby boomers. People had the suburban homes was a big thing, and you could be a Tupperware wife, and you worked, and your husband worked.
And every rock and roll song just had a guy going, a rock, rock,
it's
rock.
Chloe, it's so much. Wait, listen. Music. I've been reading them, and
he's twisting his hips.
It's so much worse than that. 1957 is around when it all went wrong for them.
Yeah. That's
conservatives wanted 1957. Mm-hmm. That's not what these guys want. These guys want 19 fucking 11. They count history from World War II when that's when the idea of egalitarianism, which is a poisonous idea.
Well, it's interesting. Took hold. Like,
they want to do. Look, the reason you could I despise the left, and I could see it even more with these right wingers, is they don't like individuality. They like it's a collective, and they don't want to look at things as
the
individual.
Borg.
They
the
want
Borg.
It to be. They want
you
to be
assimilated.
My group.
Okay,
so that's what all that privilege shit is.
I think that's the truth. And people also view identity as like shield from legitimate criticism. So like any criticism that comes their way, if it's about like one of their ideas or something that they wrote or some art they made, they are like, no, it's about this. Like, you know, no, it's because I'm a woman, or no, it's because I'm a this. It's because I'm a this. And it's like impossible to legitimately criticize people because you get accused of criticizing what they are instead of what it was.
Well,
they
like, I'll be like completely honest, like as a nerd, like the whole.
Wait, Mike's like, I'll be completely honest because my condition, I don't have the ability to make it okay for public.
No, but like, I'll be like the whole the Ghostbuster thing has broken me as a nerd. It has made me so embarrassed of like a culture that I feel like I've
like
been
the article
a part
we read earlier today
about fandom and stuff.
Fandom,
but
it's fucking great article.
The way that great people story. Are talking about this Ghostbusters movie is the way that they talk about guns. They're gonna take my Ghostbusters, and now it's not mine anymore. And
they do that with any reboot.
Men get so mad when you threaten their toys. Yeah. Anything that they want to play with.
The Ghostbusters is fucking terrible. Listen. Ghostbusters 2 is a shitty movie.
Right.
We've already had bad Ghostbusters. Yeah. And we've lived through it, and it's fine.
Bobby Brown part was good.
I just think it's kind of like childish and sad when adults think that Hollywood studios owe them something.
That's a common problem across all that.
They think they owe them so much that they think they can predict how the story goes. They can fucking go online and make fucking.
Well, you
want to
know something? Here's part of the problem too. Also, it's not just. Because this is like I can't stand that shit of like the second guessing by some guy that doesn't do the job.
Yeah,
I do. And by the way, I always did that my whole fucking life. It's not like I remember at one point in college like Tim Burton sucks now.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
is that what
I've
you
never
should
even
do? That what you should have done?
Right,
is...
but I mean, because I didn't like Planet of the Apes. Kind of, I'm like, oh, he sucks now. A guy who I've never even touched in terms of accomplishments or you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And because that's a spoiled. That's what a spoiled person
it's
does.
Entitlement. entertainment.
People but, are so that's that because there's too much good entertainment. Ghostbusters, it stinks what they did with it because it's. I'm looking at the quotes of like memorable lines, and there's the remake quotes. So they have like, you know, the old one, he's slimy, and then I'm reading the new ones like, okay, let's go. Oh wait, did you want to say it? Oh, oh, okay.
But that's the quote now. That's the new one. Depicting women as
it's not the woman thing. That's humor. That's the humor now, and that's what sucks is the reboot with that alt bullshit humor. But wait, listen. There is also a trying to clamp down. This is not a thing that doesn't really exist. It does exist. There's a clamping down because I'm making this cartoon based on Conan. If you read Conan, they'd never give that to boys now. And you know those stats of boys don't like to read and all that.
Mm-hmm. You mean Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah, the old ones are fucking amazing.
Conan. Conan's the.
They are wildly, but I'm as much a nerd. I mean, I'm a nerd like you do. I'm not going to judge you, but Conan is wildly inappropriate and problematic if you use that kind of terminology. You'd never give it to a boy, but it speaks to everything. If you're 12 years old, that's awesome. And it's so well written that it would elevate you to read it. But that's the kind of shit that a feminine influence would clamp down on. So there is a thing to because there's still this mother hen thing, but it's not just women that have it. It's alt right have it where they don't. Trust you to make your own choices, that kind of shit, and it's got to be monitored.
Yes.
And part of the reason is because there's something to what you said about there's no black... There is an element of propaganda to shit that dum-dums react to. There is. That's, mm-hmm. It doesn't... And there's not a thing that...
The mentality of you can learn from something that's wrong has been erased from our culture. Because, you know...
Right, you have to go away.
You have to go away. It has to be... You have to present the sterile version of everything instead of being like, this is a fucked up situation, now learn from it. This is why they're trying to, like, censor Huckleberry Finn. Let's take out the part that he's traveling with a slave. Let's change history in Texas to make it seem like slaves were indentured interns. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
like, shit was fucked up.
That was fucking
did they really change the term slave, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Slave. You know, I had they apologize.
Wait, say that again, buddy.
Hennessy?
Hennessy?
They changed Texas, they changed the terminology in the book. And now there's a fight to turn it back.
Yeah, they changed the terminology.
I thought it was to not say nigger. It's actually not say he's a slave?
And one of the textbooks.
Wow.
One of the textbooks.
Helpers.
Okay.
Now they're being called helpers.
They were called helpers.
Yeah, And one of the textbooks.
Helper.
In a textbook in Texas, they call the black Africans, they call them workers.
Yes.
His faithful helpers.
Workers and helpers.
And they said that some of them like their masters. Some of them enjoy working for their masters.
Remember when Thomas Jefferson gave birth to that helper baby?
Oh, my God.
And there was a children's book that recently got pulled because in the children's book it was a story about a young girl who was a slave helping her dad make a cake for master, and it was like in the picture she's happy to be making a slave cake for her master.
The white man is the devil.
You want to know what my favorite meal is? I go home and I eat some hamburger slave.
in the book, I think she still didn't have shoes. I believe in the book, she still didn't have shoes.
But she's smiling, just cooking in the hot ass master kitchen.
I tell my moon, only make a cake for me, the sun.
And you know what happened? Betty Crocker, old white ass, came and stole the recipe.
Yeah.
My favorite Simpsons character, the dog, Santa's little slave.
Well, I got all this shit.
He's on a tangent. Mike's on a tangent right now.
Yeah. Oh, this is the other thing I've been reading, dude, is all this. This is my favorite thing. I was telling you this when we filled in for Ant, the IQ thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is like, it's like scientific racism they have now. It's called Reese Realism.
No, that's existed for a while.
No, they all think it's very old. And that's the thing. It's young guys.
I mean, it was debunked a long time ago, and now they're going back to it.
Like, but if you look at the nigga skull,
that was just liberals were too afraid of the truth. But look
at the forehead on a nigga skull. But you can tell they confused.
Dude, you know a guy literally said, wait.
Was that your scientist?
Can I tell you something?
That's my southern scientist. It's just a pastor.
I want you to go and feel the bumps on Sherrod's head and see why he can't do this without me.
The nigga ain't got the facilities.
Now, if you'll notice the front cranial part of faithful old Sherrod.
It's oblongato.
I have Sherrod's skull in a box.
They use fucked up statistics and that shit, man.
There's a thing where you go, it's the average IQs, okay? So let's say IQ is not a culturally biased thing. I'll just say it's not. I'll say it's 100% accurate.
Okay.
Can we just imagine that this guy who's on the phone is on the phone around a bunch of people, and he's only talked once every 20 minutes, yeah. And they must think he's hearing the saddest conversation right now.
You okay, Hennessy?
No, yeah. All right, I'm out.
I'm just being berated by my wife. That's what it looks like. I'm just being berated by my wife.
Yeah, listen, just use your regular name, goddammit.
It's just 20 minutes of science. And, no, scientific racism is a thing. What?
Who's your wife? Roman?
No, dude, the IQ thing. That IQ thing, dude, makes
it. Tell Mrs. Rum and Coke, we apologize.
Yeah. I know you haven't visited your daughter, Pina Colada Watson, but she misses you.
IQ, the IQ thing they say, it's you average up all the IQ. So whites are above blacks. Yeah, Asians are above us. Remember I was joking where I'm like, Asians are smarter than us. So
tell
like, why shouldn't they take...
Top.
Jews. Yes. The Jews through their strategic...
Jews made the list.
Because they had to read a lot when he was hiding in attics.
They were sneaking out. Yeah. They were sneaking their sneaky ways.
You know that was 4 years.
But look, hey, no, look, I'm all right. I want the Jews to have their own...
We were allowed
listen,
to.
I want the Jews to have their own country just away from us. That's all. It's not anything bad.
Yeah, and they got it in the 1950s.
And so the reason the Asians shouldn't rule us...
But can they keep it?
The Asians shouldn't rule us because their dicks are too... Like, look... We have just the right amount of penis size to brain ratio.
Yeah.
We're kind of the porridge. I don't know if you know this about white
people.
That's
how white, that's how they fucking...
We are the porridge that's just right, and that's why we have Western civilization.
Not too smart with a small penis.
Yeah.
But not too big penis like a Negro, but too dumb.
Yeah, you got it white. And so that's why we should, the Western world...
Well, me and Kurt have the occasional porridge problem, if you will.
Yeah, she's got a real porridge problem. So that's the only reason they're not better than us, because their dicks are too small. But we have the exact right amount of dick.
But you know that the scientific and intelligence thing also lends itself to how black people are treated in the medical field, because you know for some reason there's this myth that black people have a higher pain tolerance, so when you go into an emergency room you say, oh, I got stabbed,
should I stop stabbing Sherrod? He doesn't like it.
I like it.
You'll be
told
okay.
You it hurt.
No, either. Yeah.
Told you it was hurting me.
We even
learned that in black
I thought
history.
Your thick elephant like hide protected you.
No,
are you
no.
saying
I said stop stabbing me, Kurt, yeah. And you said no.
We learned that in February. It's like, all right, you go.
I was like, it doesn't hurt.
You cure cancer, here's some peanuts, knock yourself.
I honestly thought Sherrod was like Stimpy this whole time, permanent Stimpy, and doesn't feel it. Well, yeah, so we were talking about the last show was about the testosterone. Mm-hmm. That's why they're so aggressive, these blends.
Oh,
these are all
like
lies.
Animal stuff. Yeah, we know it's fucking bullshit.
So anyway, the IQ thing, let's say it is true though, right? Let's say on average, the whites
but that IQ
are
was
seven.
The white man standard.
Well, let's say it's seven IQ points higher or whatever it is.
Yeah.
This is what I understand how averaging makes, like, so I'm building my nation with this IQ information. Like, why would I just not take all the high IQ people? Like, it's not like, let's say I'm the stupid one and Mike is the smart one, which you probably were saying before I got here. I'm not like suddenly smarter because he's smart.
Right.
If you average us together,
right? Yeah. That's
why
not how
wouldn't you take
work.
The smarter person? Like, so it's like, what do you get by averaging this out by race? It's not uplifting the dumb whites. What you would rather have them than the genius guy who's another color? I don't understand that.
It don't
because,
add up.
Well, it's because you can't understand. You can't understand my white culture.
No, that's because they are controlling the narrative. What's going to make them look good? It's making white people look smarter.
But that's the lefties have the same thing. Yeah. You can't understand our black cultural needs because of your white. It's such fucking, we got it. And by the way, the guys that say that, they always envision where they're going to be in the new system, this new system they're making.
Can somebody
they're
going to
be on top with the little clipboards.
What is a white cultural need? What the fuck do you guys need?
Maybe turning our damn music down.
Artisan man.
Not being so goddamn loud. Oh, every time the show opens and Sherrod's dancing and singing to that song,
it offends your white
so angry.
That's right.
He looks so happy, and I hate it.
What can I do to destroy this?
Oh
happiness?
My god, I hate.
Where
it.
Is as it coming from?
Probably thinking about his filthy, dusky penis and where he like to put it somewhere
person,
fair. And
it's the grammar. It's the grammar that upsets me as a white person. The grammar of the song.
Oh yeah.
We are them. Boys.
Oh, you love those lyrics, don't you?
You only like the lyrics if it's on Broadway in Hamilton.
It has to be.
I will say that I was at work with Sherrod today and he was blasting Dave Matthews Band and singing, and it's the first time I knew that three of the members of the group were black.
did you ask him to stop culturally appropriating my culture?
I tweeted
my culture.
I said I'm blasting Dave Matthews and keep the writing team on their toes.
By the way, just put
they
it out there.
Who I am.
Just,
how can we write for him?
Aaron, get this message to the young kids reading these articles. No one ever thought white people with dreads was cool. We were not accepting them.
No.
I have a friend that's going to California for like a month, and she's like taking a sabbatical and said, I'm just going to go, you know, kind of, I don't have a plan. And I was like, you are going to get dreads.
Lose that friend.
Like, yeah. Someone is going to.
I think it's going to be worse than that. I think it's going to be that Caribbean three braids.
I don't mind when white girls get dreads, because that means black dick is right there around the corner somewhere, right?
Well, how do you make those dreads with white hair? Answer me that. Jisms.
Dirt.
Jisms. Good old Dirt and Jisms?
Yeah.
It's just Dirt.
That's my rap
hair.
Group, Dirt and Jisms. We had two of the albums.
Oh, wow, this
morning.
Is
morning. There we go. Steve trying to read them. He's rolling. Never changes a thing.
Go ahead, Chad. Now get your saxophone.
The week begins. He thinks he visits his mommy.
Nope.
Mother is thinking, but never.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Shiraz the guy.
These crimes,
I just realized now.
Goes deeper.
Good god.
What crimes are you talking about? What crimes though?
All right, Jesus, put
so
on.
The crimes are not talking to each other on the street.
I just realized.
Listen to the lyrics. You trying to catch me?
Do you know who Shiraz is? I just realized. I didn't realize until just now. He's the guy that when you call him Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish, it's Darius Rucker.
Yes. Yes, it is Darius Rucker, and he has an excellent country music song right now, and I enjoy him. He also had a show about him and his ex-wife on MTV back in the day.
Dude, I remember I listened. He came out with a soul album before the country album.
Yeah.
And
we said
God.
No. We like, said no as
tried,
a people.
He tried the black way, and he's like, oh, this isn't going to work.
Definitely
not. The street spoke.
The street spoke, and the barbershop said no.
He's got an amazing voice.
Great voice.
Do we got to do a break real quick?
Yeah, we got. It's break time.
Because I think Shay's going to be coming up in a moment.
Mike Shay's coming.
Yeah,
Mike
Shay.
Che, but let white people
be a pretzel rod.
Yeah, let white people.
His name is Michael Che.
He called me Sherrard.
I think it's pronounced Che. It's actually pronounced Che Guevara, not Che.
Che Guevara.
Hey, Sherrard. Yes, Kurt.
It's pronounced Che, but all right. Well, listen.
No, you said it right. Go ahead.
Che, me and my friend Michael Che had some moe. That's how you say it. It's pronounced moe.
Well, we got Mike Lawrence here. We got Chloe Hillard. Yeah.
Hilliard.
Hennessey Hilliard. On the phone.
Hilliard?
Yeah.
Who trolled you again? You're a Hotep? Where
are
the
people from, though?
Hoteps? Coys? What's the other black word? And what?
Hilliard.
What if you're a right-wing black guy? What would you be called?
No. If you're a right-wing black guy, you're going to get called Hotep because they're the more conservative people. Like, they're the ones who are...
But they're black conservatives.
Yeah. Mike's trying to find the studio.
Yeah, that's a black conservative. You know, that's more of the Louis Farrakhan...
The word Hotep means something in, like, the ancient Egyptian language.
It
means peace.
It's from Imhotep.
That's the mummy. That's the mummy in fucking the mummy movie.
Hotep is, like, part of, like, a lot of pharaoh names. It just means piece of, and then the other part of the name.
Yeah. Current name is Hotep shit.
The time of romance of pharaoh.
Are we going to commercial break
right
now?
Yeah, Mike's walking in now. We're going to take a quick break.
We'll be right back. Do some, like, Shay times.
Yeah, race wars.
Race Wars will be back after this.
Hello, podcast listener. This is Jared Freed from the J Train Podcast. Every Tuesday and Friday, we take emails from college students and postgrads about everything from relationships to nonsense. No question is too small. We answer it in a funny and frank and honest way. Find new and archived episodes of the J Train Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and tune in. Check us out!
Hey guys, this is Chris, one of the producers here at Stand Up New York Labs, and I'm telling you to go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. We're having a great time taking pictures of all the comics that come into the studio, recording podcasts, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You're missing out if you're not following us. You can see pictures of Jared Freed, Mark Norman, Joe List, Kurt Metzger. Who doesn't need more pictures of Kurt Metzger in their life? Go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. You're going to love it.
We got Mike Che here, huh?
Hello, how are you?
In the building.
Yeah. What do you want? You want to do news and Che? Because Che does a news
barely.
Job.
Yeah, that's right.
I will say, Che does all the jokes I like.
He always nails a good joke on that son of a bitch.
But I didn't know you wrote him, dude. Like, that one I love, that gun one, is my favorite about him.
Oh, you talked about that a couple of times.
It's my favorite, dude. If only he'd had a gun, the grandkid that shot his grandmother. If only grandmother had a gun, it wouldn't have happened. It's the greatest.
All right, let's get into the news.
All right, so we'll go.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter
It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
That guy sounds so official. Like, who is that?
Yeah, but he leers a little at the end. Yeah, too. He's like, with your fine ass.
He was looking at us. Show him the picture when we taped that.
The first thing I want to talk about is that gorilla in Cincinnati.
Tone down the racism.
It was a boy.
A 3-year-old gorilla. No, there was a gorilla in the Cincinnati Zoo. A little boy got into the gorilla exhibit. Right.
How is that even possible anymore?
Well, it's...
I mean, a zoo. Who's still doing that?
So the boy gets in. The gorilla's dragging the kid around. And eventually...
The footage is chilling. The footage...
were just playing it on CNN just now.
When he grabbed the little boy's foot and they went like behind the bushes and then they popped up all the way on the other side, that was all dragging.
Wow.
And it was fast.
Not exactly a Coco with the kitten, huh?
No.
He got a concussion.
Who, the kid?
Yeah.
That's it?
NFL.
He's doing fine now. But so the gorilla dragged him around. Some zoo officials came and they shot the gorilla.
And that gorilla's name?
What's that? How do you find out if a 4-year-old's had a concussion? Or 3-year-old?
He tries to murder you in your sleep?
Like, he's reading at a 1-year-old level.
Yeah, they suddenly want to play
running back. And that gorilla's name was Ray Rice.
Just a little kid going, tell the truth.
Come on. I'm out of here.
Come on.
I'm done.
So,
first of all, how does a kid get into the gorilla?
Well, this story gets racist real quick.
Oh, yeah, they stole the parents.
So
first I was like, why the fuck where the parents with this kid? Yeah. Black kid.
Hold on, why is
I was like,
story,
shoot the gorilla.
Oh, why is it racist?
Trying to add racism to it.
It was a black family.
Yeah.
And reports of eyewitnesses on the scene were that the woman was with she was trying to take care of her other kids. She had more than like a few
that
other kids.
Whore!
She has 4 kids in total.
And the kid apparently asked, he was like, I want to go in the moat. And she's like, you are not going in there. And then she turned and got distracted by her other kids. And then the kid just jumped in.
Kids. Yeah. She has more kids than there are gorillas left.
It was sort of Mike. That was sort of a lot of the online comments were along those lines.
Oh, people delight in a chance to say the worst shit in the world.
Yeah. So
I mean, you gotta shoot the gorilla. The Daily Mail. That's sad.
They could have tranquilized him, people were saying. But
so the kid jumped in.
Yeah, you could.
The kid was in there. But
he fell in.
Initially, the gorilla.
How can a 4-year-old get in? Yeah.
But the thing is, anybody can get into any of these cages or environments. It's happened in the past where a child has gotten in, or a toddler, or a teenager, or an adult has gotten in. But in this case, which is why it's gone racist, is that they're attacking the parents where they haven't. They've named the parents. First of all, they've named the parents. They looked into the father's
criminal record. Yeah.
Criminal history. They're trying to investigate the parents instead of investigating how they can improve safety. So it is racist because everybody's trying to make it seem like
it's not an instead situation. There are certain news outlets that are focusing on the parents, but the zoo itself is investigating how the kid got in. They're looking at security footage.
Why would you focus on why would anybody focus on like one aspect? That's what I'm saying. Like, how is there like a political thing to this?
Because people want to say that there's a black family who has too many kids, and they try to attach it to the whole
about
stigma
the dude?
Of
remember
like,
the guy? The it was like some hippie kid. He was a white guy, and he thought the chimpanzees were talking to him or whatever, and they fucking ripped his balls off.
Nobody asked what his father did for a living.
Well, chimpanzee said, come here, I want to rip your balls off.
Nobody brought up what his parents did for a living.
No.
But the problem is it's that either-or mentality now, like that you can't be sad that the gorilla's dead and also happy that the child is alive. Like that you have to have one emotion or none. Like
it is possible that maybe she wasn't paying attention, but like parents don't pay attention to their kids for 5 seconds all the time. Yeah. It happens.
It shouldn't be access to the
gorilla. My mom left my brother at the store one time. We were walking out and we should read all this shit. We're like, why are we forgetting something? Remember my brother? He was sitting in the fucking.
We'll go back tomorrow.
Yeah, like a couple days we got him. It was cool, but we were already partway home.
Yeah.
We were going to the zoo. And
he's like, I ate Pringles till y'all came back. Like an idiot.
And my mom smoked while she was pregnant with me. I mean, these things happen.
Well, you grew up in Florida. So.
In Florida, you're raised in
a
gorilla cage.
They give you cigarettes while you're in labor in Florida.
My best friend was named Harambee.
Well, here's another detail of the story that's not getting super widely reported.
The little boy was
I'm
high.
Shocked at that racist angle. Like, I thought my Ray Rice thing would be the way they went, and they went with...
You can't give racist white people a story that has black kid and a gorilla and not expect for it to go left.
You can't give that to me
either. But listen, I expect that just out of, like, sheer, like, whatever, joking, but, like... That sounds like they made it like a thing. Like, you see, like, I would think they just make the obvious fucking gorilla jokes. They went for like this weird, do you see how this society, their society is?
Obama's America.
Like, they just take the fun racist joke. It's such a weird one.
I wish white people would just make a list of animals that we're supposed to give a fuck about.
Oh, yeah.
And a list that we don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Then we could know who to fuck with and who not to fuck with.
Yeah.
Like, what if that kid, fell in a train station and there was a big ass rat on him? People be like, whoa, wait a minute. Don't kill that rat. That's a nice rat.
But who cares about the
fucking
rat?
Jay, it's called the endangered species list. It does exist.
Who cares? Who cares about what? What even endangered? If it's so endangered, why is it in a zoo?
Because they'll fucking die if you don't preserve them.
No, why? They live fine without us.
Zoos are shitty. The fact that people still go to zoos
The Bronx Zoo is
endangered
a tremendous species.
But without us, species die. That's what happens to fucking species. They die. It's not like we see gorilla burgers.
Parents acted classy in the aftermath of this.
98% of all species that lived on Earth are dead.
Yeah, why do you give a fuck about
and nothing to do with us? Most of them have nothing to do with humans.
I killed the bee. They're in danger.
Right, I think just the ones we killed are the ones that are
I'm just saying, do you think a silverback gorilla wants to be in fucking Cincinnati?
Fuck no.
I don't think he wants to get chopped up for like bushmeat either.
No,
you know?
He'll take his chances.
Plus, listen,
if a couple of gorillas
club is go bananas.
Whose first choice is a gorilla?
I would. Hey, I'm not from where they do that.
It's getting eaten by endangered bush niggas.
That's you putting your Western mentality on it. That's
I watched
being
the
like,
thing about
no,
it.
No, what I'm saying is that's you being like, why would people who live in a jungle want to eat monkeys? Because that's their
fucking
meat. I didn't
say that. He did.
I'm
Mike
just saying,
said.
We're trying to Westernize it.
I know, Mike. I said they want
to
eat
when
it.
You can't drive to a Checkers, motherfucker.
Fuck that gorilla. Fuck them tigers.
But this is, by the way, all those, that's what, remember Cecil the Lion? I remember that African guy.
Oh, lion,
that was funny as shit because
it was okay to get mad at that guy because he was a dipshit dentist from Minnesota. But, he embodied everything that you're like, oh, this is this
he
like
was my
white
dentist.
Fucking
to you, but
guy.
To you, but not to the black, guy. They're like, we hate lions and we love dentists. And so he's like a superhero to us.
Yeah, because he made like $60,000. So they only got mad because he killed like the poster child of the lions.
And
he lured it
but Africans,
the
they don't love islands like lions like that.
No,
that's
illegally.
Yeah,
he killed
them illegally. I'm thinking what the guy said. The Kenyan or whatever.
They're mad because he shot the wrong one.
Eating cheeseburgers talking about save the gorillas.
Yeah.
It's like the deadly animals you want to save, you don't live around them.
Exactly.
They're in a zoo. But the animal thing I was going to say, because all that all right shit I read, they always follow these guys that teach you how to be a man, and it's always by getting in touch with like a certain animal. Like that's what they meant by white people animals. Like Nick Head was like the way of the lion that he made up. Like
this guy wrote
a thing called the Gorilla Mindset. So these are the same people who are like, we need a separate state because black people are too much like gorillas. Then they have a book to teach them to be a man called the Gorilla Mindset. Like, are you into that or not?
That black men are too manly, and then how to be a man?
It's an insecurity thing. Yeah, all those guys are so insecure about their goddamn masculinity. That's why they love Fight Club to the degree they love
That's why people love Fight Club.
Well, so why is it that white men are obsessed with black men's dicks?
Well, because white women are. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, but they're saying it's a fear.
I mean, in so many words, it's a fear of the Negro stole our dates. That's what it is.
I think that was
the white dudes are like this. What is this bitch keep talking about? Let me see what this tastes like.
I think that was thrown in the cage of black dicks, and we had to shoot the innocent black dicks because he was being batted around.
There was a black dick just playing with a toy gun, and we shot it. We shot it dead.
I like to think that was a racist smear campaign that went terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And you know those niggas got big dumb dicks.
What's that last thing? You know, big retarded dicks.
You sacrifice too much for dick size.
Yeah. Big dick will rip your
family apart. And it got out. And it stuck.
That's one of the reasons I love the Kardashians. That Kim.
I like
she
the
really helped put, because Black Dick was already out there, you know, making his name for itself. But that family really gave us a boost.
No, yeah, it really did.
When well, it came into fucking other bitches.
You know, it's funny. They, yeah. they as GM a whole, if you, include, if you include the lawyer father,
yeah.
that whole family did a lot to rehab the image of Black Dick after OJ, I must say.
They did their part.
They defended OJ.
They did.
I think that's why they don't like him. If Kim Kardashian only dated white dudes, blonde white dudes, they would love her.
Well, Paris Hilton yeah. wasn't dating black guys. I don't think people liked her like that, did they?
I think only a certain kind of.
But there was a different
more.
America.
It was different.
I remember people liking Nicole Richie and thinking she was like the classier one, and thinking Paris yeah. Hilton was a dumb slag.
Yeah.
And then
that's when it swapped.
Well, because this is the thing, people didn't realize that the Kardashians came from as much money as they did until they were already on television, whereas everybody knew that Paris Hilton was an heiress. So right. that's not tangible. If you're in the middle of America, you can't aspire to be an heiress. It's
who
never
the fuck
gonna happen.
Like, I've never, and maybe I'm just out of touch, I never wanted to watch people richer than me just doing rich things.
Oh, no.
What are you talking
do
about?
You that, not turn the TV on ever?
I don't like that. I want to watch like no. Game of Thrones shit.
They
like,
make more money than you can.
Of course.
It's called the American
I mean, money the characters you can make in the more back money. Of the day.
Yeah.
Kurt, you mean to tell me, you've never
two
never
cows
stumbled?
And a sheep, niggas.
Like, I am Kate, wait. The Caitlyn Jenner show. Oh, it's just her like confronting people and being like, why don't you accept me for what I am?
Yeah,
like,
I can't
it's
get into
terrible.
That. But it's you mean to tell me horrible. Nobody, everybody here has stumbled across an episode of Super Sweet 16 or
yeah,
Cribs
watch them all.
And
well, that, okay,
the fuck
that's
out
different.
Of it.
That is yeah. explicitly designed for you to be like, fuck these people.
No.
Yeah, I don't mind if you have more money. Like, you just can't be happy.
I understand.
You got to make a lot of money and be
yeah.
real sad about Haiti or
you
something.
You
need,
yeah.
you need some kind of cause.
You
know?
Have to imagine all the scenarios that they'll be less happy than they are during the episode. Like, maybe she'll get pregnant. That guy likes her.
No, you got to be more miserable than that.
Yeah, I wish hate on
him. Wait.
Pregnant?
Yeah, you need to be real. Like
it was
I
one
shot
episode,
a kid by accident.
It was one episode when Kim and Chloe and the other one, they were in a Jeep uh-huh. and it was in the snow and they slid
yes.
out of control.
Yes.
I was wishing death.
Yeah.
yeah.
I swear to God, after the commercial break to see the death.
I love that you think they would show that unadvertised.
They
they're just sneaking that in there.
yeah.
The death of the Kardashians.
Everything about them will be on TV.
I want to see Lamar Odom palm her big head like a basketball.
imagine the amazing funeral though. I bet the funeral would be like the most big budget funeral.
Oh yeah.
That's true. But see, yeah. you just like Shirai, you said that the Kardashians have done so much, but like they've actually ruined every black man's life that they've kind of got involved
not
with. Kanye's batshit crazy.
And rich.
Lamar started doing crack after he got married.
Still
he wasn't
rich.
Doing crack before he
what
got
mean
married.
Started
sure he
doing
was.
Crack.
Yeah,
nobody starts at 35. Who starts smoking crack at 35 years old?
Just him.
Some
you
people
think,
you found out he was doing
wait,
crack after
you
he left the Kardashians.
That during their courtship, he was off puffing crack on the
yeah.
low.
Hell yeah. 100% I do.
He was in Sisterhood of the Traveling Crack.
He got out of hand later.
Ray J career is in the toilet.
Oh, he was so talented. Yeah. Ray J has what did he have besides fucking her one time?
Whoa. He had Moesha.
He
had the Shaq movie. Yeah.
The Shaq movie.
Yeah. He had
he had an up and coming hip hop movie.
Shaq movie.
Wait, you gotta get on the mic, K-Bar. God damn it.
He's losing control.
You sound like an old man in a barbershop yelling at us. That boy didn't know nothing about no money.
It just sounds like an angry black ghost.
Yeah.
No, I can't hear myself.
Go ahead,
we can hear you.
What? The mic is open.
Is the mic open?
The mic's on, yes, we hear you.
Yeah, we hear you. Oh, I can barely hear myself.
Now he ain't got shit to say.
Nah. But Ray J's not even a hip hop artist. What are you talking about?
No, he's not hip hop.
But he made her famous.
Who did?
Yeah, but you
Ray
said
J's
he had
tape.
A career.
Yeah,
what
but
career?
Now
the
but
man
this
is never the focus
the
of a sex tape ever.
But what I'm saying is that
no, never.
It's not him making
Ray J's career has blown up since the tape. He has shows that are his shows.
No.
Prior to the tape,
yeah,
he was.
That's true.
He started.
He produced some shows
where his sister was the star.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take that.
What I'm saying is that the level of success that Kim Kardashian got after her sex tape where Ray J did nothing for him. He was a star and we didn't know
he
who the hell she was.
He wasn't a star.
Wait,
his sister
The wait, reason okay, why, listen, everybody calm down. Everybody calm down.
The reason why
it's turned into a black church fight.
No, he was as big of a musician as JonBenet was a beauty pageant celebrity. The scandal is what made
the reason why you watch that tape is because Ray J had a sex tape. You didn't know who Kim Kardashian was.
What are you talking about?
No, you did not.
You got tuned in to see Ray J?
We knew about that ass.
I was more like, yo, you seen that bad bitch Ray J fucking?
Ray J, it was like, who's that bad bitch that Ray J is fucking?
Yeah, but it wasn't no Ray J. I wasn't watching Ray J. Like, look at Ray J, go.
That's why you Sharon. Watched the tape. Sharon. Ray J and his dick.
Sharon, remember that? I go, yo, Chloe, pause Chloe. This Ray J yes. part.
Ray J has actually come up.
Yo, rewind the Ray J part.
He's come up. No, no, no.
Y'all gonna give Shelby a fucking heart attack. Everybody calm down.
Ray J never had any show by himself before the tape.
Okay, thank you, K-Bar.
He never did. What about Ray? He was co-starred on his sister's show.
What about Ray J Johnson?
The starter about the gorilla.
You can call me Ray.
Yeah, we just started talking about a gorilla.
Let's talk about that gorilla.
Are we still on the news?
Wait, I want to know about these shorts. There's get more to news. The shorts, yeah.
There's a woman was kicked off an airplane for wearing short for reportedly wearing shorts that were too short. It was a JetBlue flight from Boston
what is the woman's
to Seattle.
Name?
A Ray J conversation should never get that heated for.
The woman is a burlesque dancer who only has given her stage name to the media, and her stage name is Maggie McMuffin.
Yes.
That's how bad burlesque dancers suck on every level.
Stop! I got burlesque friends, and they're great
they're
people.
They're terrible. They're terrible. Yeah. Burlesque, terrible.
Come on.
I'm an ironic stripper. Shut up.
Let me tell you something. Burlesque dancers.
This fake stripper's going through a real problem.
You can't even call yourself a stripper name?
Costume and moves. No, this is the thing. Burlesque dancers are lazy chicks who don't have the upper body strength to work the pole.
Oh.
So they just
challenge. Wait, that sounds like a challenge to me.
Oh, I don't care.
Karen, do you hear what
that
she said
like
about
a challenge.
She's stuffing McMuffin right
well,
now.
Well, so anyway, McMuffin with her like limited upper body
I like the picture. We'll put it up on a Facebook page.
Up.
She's got striped underwear on.
She has no muscle definition at all and no ass.
Is it
so what? I still put my dick in there. So what?
You will put your dick in a hole.
Yeah, I would. You can't get thrown off a plane for having no ass. You can't get thrown off a plane for having short shorts.
Okay, the shorts don't look crazy short or anything I've ever seen on a plane, but were they like sheer or something and I can't make
they're
it out the picture?
They're like bloomers. They
no,
like
you
bloomers.
Know what it is? It's not just the underwear. It's the sock combo.
Yeah. It really,
the socks makes it like, okay, this is a fuck situation.
Well, yeah.
You're exactly right, Sherrod. Yeah. I think you're exactly right. Because like, you just as
it's
a
the socks.
Anecdata, when I go running in the summer, I like you wear like running shorts that are that
you do.
Small.
Right.
And if I wear like, I have like knee high, like
where you be running? Where you be running at?
No, but it looks.
It sexualizes it.
I get like yelled at
from the socks
when I do that, and it's the socks. When I wear it, it's like apologize. Nobody cares.
I don't apologize.
Where you be
I'm
running?
Every, where you be running at?
My thing is, she's wearing a sweater. She's wearing a sweater with these
a tiger
like, with the tiger on the front. A hat.
If she was fucking Ray J, it'd be okay.
But this is what I think it is. It's that she lives in Seattle, and then when she leaves Seattle, the Seattle laws don't apply. Like Seattle, you know, like Maggie McMuffin is her Seattle name, not just her state.
It's not a Boston name, is what you're saying.
So then she goes somewhere else, and they're like, "You can't be Seattle right now."
Yeah,
and that's the real.
You have
issue.
To be Catherine
those shorts
O'Sullivan
are pretty
right
short.
Now.
I'll be honest with you.
No, well, Maggie how do they McMuffin. Govern it? It's like how much, ma'am? The pilot's all boned up. You're gonna have to exit the plane.
If your lip is touching the seat, then maybe.
The thing that's confusing to me
tuck in
is
your
that,
dominant lip, ma'am.
How can you
put a blanket on?
How can you wear this on a plane? It's so cold on an airplane. How can you wear?
You know why? Because they give us blankets. Yeah. So she's just gonna cover her snatch with a nice Delta blanket or JetBlue blanket.
I can jerk off to that whole
JetBlue
sentence. Listen,
doesn't give you blankets if you're not in first class.
If she didn't have the socks on, though,
there's
no first
class.
Listen,
JetBlue,
no
it's commie
class.
Airline.
I'm not wrong. I am not wrong about there being a dominant lip. Am I? No, which?
No.
There's always one lip longer than the other.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. What? You don't ever Evensler your own vagina with a mirror?
I don't measure my pussy lips.
Well, pull them out.
Wait, girls don't measure their pussy lips?
Hell no. Most of them actually don't even look at their vagina, surprisingly.
You don't play
you girls, bitches.
I
look
play
at your
the
snatch.
Do you just
time.
Close your eyes and hope it heals on its own without any...
You just ask the universe to heal
like
your
Wolverine.
Pussy.
I roll those blunts every time.
You just believe in yourself.
I said that to Keith and the girl one time. That dude Keith's like, put some Neosporin on it.
No, but, shoot, most women really don't look at them. Most women don't know what their vaginas look like.
That's amazing.
And then they get mad at us for not putting our face in it. You uppity bitches.
Yeah, it's true.
Take a peek down here at this mess.
Oh, yeah. Let me put a toilet seat around my neck and I'll tell you.
That's an old hacky black joke. It was what? A black comic who at his clothes.
Was his name Hennessy Williams?
He pulled out the tissue paper. Hennessy Williams.
He called in to tell us about black Twitter trolling because I thought only white guys did.
Hennessy Williams is a perfect name.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Damn, that is perfect.
It's but what was his real name? Ataturk Lecter.
Artis
is better.
Yeah. Tennessee Williams is the Maggie McMuffin of black names.
Burlesque dancers and black comedians all have to have a stage thing.
They have to have a gimmick.
Who said I can't get on with my parrot?
You can only perform if you sound like you've been at Charles Xavier's School for the Gifted.
Okay, so,
you know how tough it is for Hennessy Williams having to follow Colossus and Nightcrawler.
He's a nice young man.
Okay, so panties? one more thing about this lady's shorts.
I want to say if she didn't have the socks on though, it'd just be like she got a loaded pamper on. It's just like a pamper.
It doesn't look good.
Loaded like a potato skin.
You're right. It does kind of look. But do you think it was slut shaming for them to kick her off?
No.
Oh,
no.
God.
I will say, you think if a man wore this, they would kick him off?
Yes.
I don't think
so. I would
personally kick him.
I would. 1 million.
Get Tommy off this plane.
I'll be like this. Look, Modi, I'll meet you in L.A.
You know, there's an extent where you're like, you should be fucking ashamed. What are you doing dressing like that? Get on a plane. Yeah, whore.
But I mean, this is the thing when it comes to women. There's never a right way.
How do you shame someone?
Because you have women. I mean, you have a woman like this.
Slap her in the nose with a newspaper?
No.
That's a better point. She had no shame.
Yeah.
She didn't have up any. And slime fell down on her.
But see, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. She has on these little panties, and so she gets kicked off. And then you have a woman who's wearing a burqa. She gets kicked off, too. So what is, like...
Well, that's a different reason. I don't. She's ticking. That true? That's why.
It's like, can't you bitches find a middle ground?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of burkas. I've seen a lot of burkas get on the plane just fine. Where I got searched, and I go, did you not just see this bitch in a burka walk by?
No.
Are you crazy?
If burlesque dancers caused 9/11, we would have way less compunction about going in and invading.
Yeah.
Compunction.
I don't think we had a lot of
compunction. What's your function?
That's a new one. Compunction.
One more news story.
I want to shame her for being named Maggie McMuffin.
I want to focus on this one.
Some people need shame.
Her pound sausage and egg were never reached for comment.
Sausage and egg.
Hey.
Go ahead, Aaron.
He wanted to get that joke in. I know. America is gayer than ever.
No, how so?
A new study published Wednesday in the Archives of Sexual Behavior.
In Revelations?
Yes, in the Book of Revelations. So I found that adult men reported having sex with at least one man increased from 4.5% in the early 1990s to 8.2% in the early 2010s.
I don't know. That DL is a hell of a fucking...
The percentage of adult women who admitted to having sex with at least one woman increased from 3.6%
I was behind
8.7%.
Half of that. Girls going down on girls? Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's
weird. The charade factor.
Get down there.
In the study.
Sure you like her.
Hey, have you ever seen yours?
Is it true those numbers have gone up 1.3?
Yes, it's true. I did between the year 1990 and the year 2010.
Yeah.
But overall, it was 3.1% in the 90s to 7.7% now. So people are admitting to gay behavior more than they.
So you think it's happening more? Or people just talking about it more? And
I think they're just
more?
Coming out more. It's a safer environment to be themselves. But
it's a
the
study.
Amount of gays
like,
I think more people are taking surveys now.
Surveys the hard way.
You got to realize something. There was a time in this country where people, grown adults who were married, used to go to key parties.
Last week.
Yeah.
So, like, there was a big swinger. Saying there was a big swinger movement in suburban America that still happens, and people just don't talk about it. So you were acting like all of a sudden when you admit to something in a survey that it's new information.
You ever been with a girl, Chloe?
Yes.
There we go. Now we talking, there motherfucker. Go, yeah. Now, who was she? How spread did she get?
No.
What did it taste like?
What kind of girl?
When are we going back to it?
Her name was Megan McGriddle.
Was she is it college? Where was this?
It was right after college.
Right after college.
Yeah.
Black girl, white girl, what?
Black.
Don't say it like that, racist snatch.
Whoa.
Like your tongue is racist, but you can't lick a fucking white girl's.
I haven't been in a situation where I was in that, you know.
Okay, what, let's what kind of girl? Door. Did she look like Lil Wayne at all?
I don't remember, such a long time ago.
But get the like, fuck out of here. You remember. You don't remember a girl licking your pussy.
No, I remember. I'm just not going to tell you.
Yeah, you will.
No.
Yeah, you fucking will. Tell me. You're going to tell me every detail.
Listen, I feel like.
Deets!
I feel like you should explore your sexuality. And that's what happens. Most women.
That's the gayest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Never tell no man no thing like that in your life.
That's because men
you
have this ego.
You explore it. Well, you know what
you
it is?
Only got one. Once you cross over, there's no coming back.
I'm like, whose voice is
this? Oh my God. K-Bar is so old school. K-Bar, I'm not convinced you weren't alive during Roots when you said that. Well, don't go crossing that line.
Dude, every time you talk, it sounds like you're talking through a cup that's connected to another cup.
You talk like you got a dirty Bible in your other hand.
Let's take a survey of the women in this room. I raise your hand if you've been with another woman.
No.
Why'd you say it like that?
Well, but you were there. She didn't,
my hands up.
You didn't do nothing gay.
Some people at home, my hands up.
Wait, what?
So out of the three,
I've been with other women.
Out of the three women in this room, two have raised our hands, and one has not. And
all three of y'all been with women?
She said she has.
No, but you let. Hold on.
Karen's been with women.
You let a couple of them
lick on us stuff. Yeah,
I dated a guy once.
So then that means all.
Oh, there we go. Now that's the story.
Wait, what?
Mike, what?
Yeah, I dated a guy once.
Who was it? Mark Norman? He's coming back.
No, a guy, not a piece of human fog.
In Florida. In Florida.
In Florida, yeah. His name was Matthew. We dated for about
now,
a month.
Was that the dude, your friend, who you saw jerking, you watched him jerking off?
Oh, that's a different guy.
Like, and this. What did you learn from that experience, Mike? Who you're now happily married to a woman. What did you learn
from that experience? It's all getting jizz out of a beard. I bet. That's more.
I learned it's really.
Jizz to beer ratio. Beard.
No, but you won it. That's how you remember it. That's how you know it wasn't a dream.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Why is my beard so moist?
No, his name was Matthew.
Chipping jizz out of his beard.
I broke
it was like chipping glue off your hand.
Just cut it with scissors.
I broke up with him in the worst way possible. I broke up with him after on the vinegar stroke? His family on Thanksgiving. And he gave me the worst hand job ever. And I was just like, I can't do
this. Or as his family calls it, the best way possible.
What was so bad about the hand job? He had his catcher's mitt on when he did it?
It was like...
Slide home! Slide!
Fuck up a hand job. Jesus Christ.
As a man.
I'm not, like, what the fuck? Does he have a dick? How did he not know?
Hey, wait,
yeah,
Mike, tell me, was it like this?
I figure that's why you get into it. Like, they're going to know it.
Was it the
anybody.
First, was the, that was your first hand job from a dude?
Yeah.
My thing is, how did you meet his family at Thanksgiving and you didn't have a hand job from him first? You
were really
passed
for a few weeks.
Did
that's,
he go, yeah.
That's really intense.
Mother, Opa, Oma, this is Mike Lawrence. I'm going to give him a hand job and hopefully, fingers crossed.
No, you was like, I think.
What happened to you and that nice bearded boy?
Yeah.
Well, Ma.
He couldn't give you a good hand job. He was tired from all that turkey.
He did enjoy it.
First off,
carpal tunnel.
First off, I wasn't always like this. I've become this over time.
I call it.
So you was more
turkey.
Twinkish.
No,
was it some twinking, Mike?
I was born unbearded. You know, the beard.
Unbearded, smaller waist.
Mike is no different from any Afghan man with the same beard.
The same experiences in life.
But no, so.
Also, you can't judge a person by their hand job. I mean, who the fuck wants
a
hand job?
No, I can.
You settle for a hand job. You don't ask for a hand job.
You just judge people saying that men can't be explorers.
I hate hand jobs.
I love. We don't even call it hand jobs. We call it an old fashioned. And I love it. I love an old fashioned.
What do you do? You got to make too much eye contact. You got to make small talk.
Oh, I never let a bitch look me in my eyes. Look away. The floor.
We also went to see The Incredibles, and he was making out, and I genuinely just wanted to see that movie. So that was another struggle.
Oh, yeah, I went to see The Incredibles animation movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was making out in the theater?
Yeah.
That is real shit.
He tried, and I pushed off.
That's why I didn't watch that movie.
Yeah.
Because you knew somewhere.
I knew somewhere there was a bad hand job.
What's your least favorite part of The Incredibles? The hand job that happens off screen. The begrudging hand job.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's fucking great.
Wow. Damn. I didn't know that.
Thank you for sharing, Mike.
So, what made you think that
you know, America really is getting gayer?
So, you don't like dudes anymore, though?
Not, I mean.
Well, when you saw me the first time, he was like, damn, Sherrod, he must be working out.
Nobody wants to fuck you.
I just want to get everybody wants to fuck me.
Nobody wants to.
I never had a problem getting laid.
I know you don't because you drug them.
No, because I rape. I don't drug. I don't use my drugs on others.
He makes you look
in
his eyes.
I drug me and then I rape them.
The first day of working with Sherrod, I was like, I'm never going to do this. I'm like, oh, it's Guild? Okay.
There you go. I got him in a Guild.
This is for self insurance.
I'm like, welcome to the union. Pushing his head down to my lap.
Oh my god.
I don't know. When I moved to New York, I said I was bisexual. I did jokes about being bisexual on stage, and I stopped doing that when I saw like how tough it was for comics to be openly gay, and I was like, this is too fucking easy for me. I can turn it off and on. They can't.
Yeah.
I'm not
you talk about Harrison. You know what? Fuck this room. You know what? K-Ball, scream something in the mic.
I want no parts of that statement.
I called him Fagricadabra in a roast battle.
Listen, I had one. He's great. I love Harrison and Dab. I fucked in his house. Not him, but almost him. I fucked in his bed, too.
Was there a painting on the wall with the eyes moving back and forth?
Wait, the only place Sherrod didn't fuck was in the closet because he was still hiding in there.
Dude, why is that painting blinking?
Wow.
Scooby-Doo.
America's really becoming Spartans in every...
Oh, my gosh.
We are Spartans. Hoo-ha.
Yeah. Why did the painting just go, I see you?
Oh, man.
So, wait. When you... This dude that you heard the promise of great hand jobs. Do you always have a feeling like maybe I want to be the dude, or is this purely like I wonder if I want to be with a dude? Do you know what I mean?
I was in a relationship for a few years. We had not had sex.
With who?
This girl Christine I started dating when I was 17, and then we were together 6 years. This was all during McDonald's. Also,
no sex in 6 years.
Yeah.
But why? What was the reason?
Yeah, that'll make me fuck a dude, too. You ain't fucking me, girl? I'm bisexual.
I do go, like, super deep into this on my this is not happening story. But
that's another show, man.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, it's damn sure happening.
I'm getting like something out of this.
I know
this doesn't pay. So I'm talking to the first date, like where we kissed, she was like, I just don't like the idea of a man inside me. And I was like, okay. And I was with her.
Oh, you were with an asexual.
Yeah, basically. And you know what? What's interesting is I think she might be trans now. Because I saw.
Wait,
I
mean, like she's a dude now?
There was a man inside her, but it just wasn't you.
That's my Aaron.
Wow. That's one of Brooklyn's 50 funniest, according to what
that
was
is
it, Aaron?
Fucking perfect. Look at you.
Pussy
over
said
there.
Occupido.
Wow.
And then, so you didn't bang her for 6 years and stayed in a relationship with her?
Yeah.
Were you banging somebody else or you just wasn't banging?
No. And then we were like, let's see, like, try other things. And so I was like, maybe I'm gay. I was like, maybe I'm gay. So I went out with this guy, Matt.
Do you still lust after men? Do you see a man?
No.
You'd be like, ooh,
no.
Not one dude.
What about now?
Not Johnny Depp. Nigga, you see Johnny Depp dripping wet, you don't go, oh, okay.
I know what he's going to do to me. I have frail skin.
He's fat now. Johnny Depp's never had not cute.
You were trying to hate on everybody. He needed a sex tape with Bray J.
But I never like that's why I don't think you could help it, because I never, if I had an urge to do that, I would have done that shit.
Oh, I would have done a million times.
No, man. You want to know something?
If I had the urge, I would do it.
If me
my
and
life.
Matthew stayed together, I would be one of the 50 funniest people in Brooklyn.
Shut
and
up.
That is my biggest regret.
Whoa.
Chloe was just on that list, too.
Were you?
I was on that list. Wow. Why are people so upset about it? I don't
Well, because the list, they don't say it. That you're not allowed to be born in Brooklyn to be considered from Brooklyn.
Well, no, there are people on the list who don't even live in Brooklyn.
Who made the list?
There's people on the list that
there's
aren't even
from
LA.
Just question. Who made the list?
It's too many. First of all,
no, what publication?
It's called Brooklyn Magazine. But the thing is, it's the 50 funniest people. So it's comics, it's improvisers, it's writers, it's directors. It's not just.
Where's Brooklyn Mike? Aaron's on that
Hold
list.
On, you're
I
talking
have comedy
to,
writing credit.
You're talking to Michael Shea for the 49th funniest person living now.
And 48 is Charles Barkley. And that's not a joke.
Well deserved.
Neither of you are any kind of Lena Dunham funny, but you do your best.
The thing is, do you put any real, like, do you put any merit into lists? I don't.
It's fine. It's fine. It's a fun thing.
It's actually helpful.
It's a compliment.
It's actually helpful. I tell you that. I think so. I think it's helpful.
You were on all of them and it helped, right?
Yeah, it's very helpful. It's a cool thing. But it's also fun to shit on because, you know, as comedians, we're always going to be biased.
By the way, look, first of all, I did an interview with Comedy
Central. When you was on one of these lists, Mike, with your pitch on there?
Oh, my God.
You
was
know I'm going to make shirts out of that.
Was
Dude, I?
I can't wait to make a shirt.
There's two types of comics in the world, those who are working and those who aren't.
Yeah.
If you're working, you're
Tracy
fine.
Morgan called him, he said, comedians work and comics don't.
Wait, what?
That's the difference between comedians and comics.
Do comics not work?
That's
oh shit!
Clearly,
you really want to break it down to philosophy.
And Aaron, back to back.
There's Aaron. Wow. Oh, back to back.
Wow, guys, you are neck and neck, and yet leagues beyond me and Shrug.
This should be the most fuckable in Brooklyn.
We should start our own show, Aaron.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa! Don't try
you know,
to break
Chloe, I understand you've never.
She's coming here trying to break the show up already.
You never had no white pussy.
Headshots together of the MTV2 version of this podcast. Yeah.
And you weren't on the list, Mike. What? That's crazy.
By the way, do you know
he's a Brooklyn guy?
I was on a few of the lists before. You know?
Well,
yeah,
you're not one of the funniest.
I will say this is my first list,
and I'm proud of you, Chloe.
Thank you.
You too, Abel.
I appreciate it. I didn't really put anything behind it until people started having a fucking.
You know who else didn't? The makers of this list.
It's always good that anybody acknowledged that you do jokes or you're a funny person in any list.
Corbin Bone lives in Jersey, doesn't he?
Yes,
he
does.
That's
and he's very funny. He's a good guy.
Why is it that now? Because I asked, because I had to do this Comedy Central interview for, I don't know what it was for, if it was AV Club, but they're asking all this shit about Comedy Central because their anniversary, right?
Okay.
The last question was, you know, when Comedy Central started, it was mostly white men. And now something. So I'm like,
men.
Why do you think I first of all give a shit? And I was counting the fucking faces. And why do you think diversity means seven different shades of alt bullshit? That's what they mean by that.
I told you,
it's not Mike Epps in a diverse fucking list. Who I think is hysterical.
Yeah.
It's fucking whoever the fuck they heard of who had a friendly afro and a fucking right kind of glasses.
That looked like a recently released slave.
Yeah, they,
dressed.
Hey, did you guys get non-threatening faces?
Comedy Central.
Kareem, remember Kareem?
Kareem Green.
He showed up at
Kareem Green is
Hannibal's
funny
room.
As a motherfucker.
He is, but I go to Hannibal's room and I see Kareem. I swear to God, he's dressed like Andre 3000 with a Russian fur hat.
He's going on some shit?
He goes, we're for the right rooms. You know, oh my dear God. He's up there
really?
With new socks.
Trying to do Comedy Central.
Because he's been around, like he's an old school. I mean, I know him for a while. So.
Simeon Goodson, he's one of the fucking best.
Let me tell you something about Comedy Central, and I said it before. Comedy Central is the comedy what Charlie's Angels is the law enforcement.
Highly entertaining?
Yeah, I get a lot of work through that.
Real high right now.
Are you entertained by that?
Sean, are you saying there are no A&E channel? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'd rather make out with Mike Lawrence's ex than watch most of them shits.
Which ex?
The dude.
Which dude?
The rough one.
The turkey at his Thanksgiving.
The one with the bigger hand.
The dick or the one who was born with one?
Well, no, I don't like that.
What other newsy we got?
Because like
we're almost out of.
Yeah, we got a minute left. Chloe, what are you going to be? What do you want to tell the fan? What you want to do?
You can check me out, ChloeHillier.com.
This went by too fast.
This is too fast. Let's do a 3-hour show.
Can I say my handle?
Okay.
ChloeHillier on Twitter and Instagram. Check me out. And I'm working on a new show for
too fast. Went by too fast. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. You got the new show for VH1.
Yeah.
That you're working on.
Late Night Show.
Late Night Show. That's right. And Mark Lamont Hill is on there. He's a friend to Race Wars.
Oh, Mark Lamont Hill.
Mike, what you doing? You on vacation right now?
I'm on vacation. I'm doing Race Wars next week.
Yes. How about that? Come back, motherfucker.
That's what I'm promoting.
Yes. That's what I like. Mikey, tell them about the show.
And I'm going to the zoo to punch gorillas in the face.
Don't worry, Mike. They're all dead.
Why don't you stay home and watch your children?
And next is those raping ass dolphins.
Mikey, serve them right.
I have a Comedy Central Snapchat series called You're Wrong coming out. At that Mike Lawrence is my Twitter handle.
Yes.
And I'm writing on Sherrod's show.
I heard about that show.
Oh, gosh.
Black and White.
Yes. So
my resume will have both Inside Amy Schumer and Black and White.
You
because
go, you all the
Do you know the weirdest thing is? He's writing all the black parts. Strange.
You know what? His show is the reason I'm not on that list. So thank
yes.
you.
You're welcome. You're on the better list. You're on the employment list.
Yeah.
If I was writing on White and White, I'd fucking be number 47.
Right. What is that? Yes. What is You're the 50th funniest people who won't set foot in Brooklyn ever again coming?
All right, that's it. Race Wars, man. Thank y'all for coming on. We happened too fast. Mike's coming back next week, so it's already in writing.
Hell yeah. I'm there.
Also Vocative for Aaron.
And Aaron.
With Karen and whoever your guest was. Who's your guest? Annie was on that. All right, so Annie
Grow
was
up,
on
Karen. That.
This has been fun. It's my first time. I love it, guys.
Thanks, Chloe.
Thank you,
Chloe.
Thank you, baby. Race Wars, we love you. Peace out.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.